this message, this day, this scripture is fulfilled by Brother William Marion Branham was delivered on Friday evening, February 19, 1965, at the Parkview Junior High School in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Bedasisia, egbesia wo wu ngonglosianu, nye esinovingu tu William Marion Branham de gbefan le fidak befien, doje wi a shekelia, fe akpere kalafa sheke bla devo atuame, le Parkview suku koko sue tuame le Jeffersonville, Indiana, America.
Just remain standing, if you will, while we bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Minamia ganotitre nuko ne mielon. Les me mie demia petao to nag bedodora nyatireka.
Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful tonight for this another opportunity to come and present this glorious, marvelous gospel of Jesus Christ. We thank Thee because that He still remains the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Fofo di fo vito lonlo amie da akpena ofiensi ade gomokpokpo bubu siata be mie gavato Yesu Kristo fo nyanyu jianyi glosia do amewo nkume mie da akpena wo elabena eganye eyamake eto egbe ide mavomavo me.
We thank thee for these people who have gathered out here in the time of this cold weather and still with their anticipations great looking, believing that something extraordinary is going to be given us from God. We come with that hope, Lord, to every meeting.
Nye da akpena ode amesia o, si o fofude afisia le vuvongolie yi isia melata, eye ofo mokpokpo la gakoko kukuku, le mokpom, le echom le sesembena, wo le nutokheade wogena mito ma wugbo, nyevana takwekpe de siade afeto, ple mokpokpo ma.
We thank Thee for the services night before last at the tabernacle. Thank Thee for the service here last evening and for the service today at the tabernacle. We're looking forward now what You will have for us tonight.
Nye da akpena wode egbeto agbefe zame subosubo le agbado amelata. Akpena wode fiensia siva yilafe takwekpe ta. Eye de egbefe takwekpe le agbado amelaha ta.
Father, we know that anyone that's able to move their hands could turn back the pages of the Bible, but there's only one who can make it live and be real, and that's You. Father, we're looking for You to do that tonight.
Fofo mye nyabena amesia mesi atengwa va efe asiola atengwa kebibla siafe akhawo gake amedeka kweli si atengwa awe wanye akbe Pele, nuva van, eye enye wo, ke fofo mye le mokpom na wo be, na wone ne ma fiensia.
Bless us in every way. Our hearts are so full of joy as we see the time approaching when we're going to meet Him face to face, the one that we've loved and lived for all these years.
Irami le gosia gome, mye fe jio yofun kle jicho le esime mye kpobe game a gogo, Sime mia vak pekple e yama nkume kple nkume. Ame simye lon, heno akbena lefe siya wukatame.
Many new converts, Lord, has been made. Understanding that a great host, 40 or 50, is to be baptized in Your name in the morning from the service last night.
Jimatrola ye ye gede wo, afeto, wokbo. Mesebe wonye amehagande, ameblane aloblato, le nyongiro hoge le wonkome, etongdi. Siwo doto zasiva yife takwekpela me.
Oh, God, please continue. We pray until every predestinated seed of God has seen the gospel light and has come into the fold.
Oh, mawu mye de kukube na yijichro, mye dok bedava sere esie mawu fe nuku de siade siwo dodi la nakpo nyanyue fe kekeli la ava alehala me.
We ask You to hide us tonight behind the word Blind us to the things of the world and let us see Jesus. May there be a Mount Transfiguration experience among us tonight that we see no man save Jesus only. We ask that in His name and for His glory and a vindication of His gospel. Amen. You be seated.
Nyebiato gbawobe na glami fiensiade nyalame. Gbamiafe nkuode kekemenuongu eye na nabe miakpo Yesu. na wava me dro be ntitotro to jife numetoto la na ga jole mia domefiensia bena mia ga kpo amia de ke o negbe yesu ko mie bia esiale efe nkome hena efe ntikokwe pele efe nyanyue efe pedoji amen mia tengu anonyi.
Just go to turn this mic or this desk just slightly sideways if it's all right, so that I can see both sides of the audience. I guess I can get these microphones around here, right? All right, just a moment.
Deko mele mikrofoni alo nyaglotisi atrogede akpade kavieko ne esogbe. Alebe matengo ano amehala kpom le akpa eviyao. Mesusu ebe matengo ada mikrofonu si o le afisi ade tefesi atututu. Esogbe, mila lavye.
We are greeting from the main auditorium here tonight our friends in Arizona, California, Texas, and across the United States by the way of telephone. This is going nationwide, this service tonight, by the way of telephone. So we trust that God will bless us.
Nyele gbedomna mieto takpe hogan la mele afisi afiensia. Na mia kolon siwo le Arizona, California, Texas, ple duko fufuwa ufe akpa si akpa, to telefoni fe monuchi. Esia le duko akata me yim fien siya fe takpekpe siya, to telefoni fe monuchi. Eyata, mie kade jibe mawu ayirami.
Can you hear back over to the auditorium to the left? All right, they're going to check now the telephone system to see if it's working. All right.
Demietem le nu sema le megbe afima ide takpe hogan la me do de miagia esogbe miele nkulegede telefoni la fe dowo wonu akpogbo ne ele dowo mnyue.
Everybody happy tonight?
Amen.
That's fine. On this side, amen. I'm so glad to see that you're all seated comfortably.
Deji la mesia me jom fiensia miagblobe enyongto. Le akpa siade, amen. Jele joye mungtobe mekpo mikata ale si mien no anyi boko.
And now, tomorrow night, if the crowds keep increasing, there'll also be telephone direct there is tonight. I think some of them is down there at the tabernacle.
Ke azon etofien la, ne amehala le agbosomde eji la, wano edomda to telefon nji zideka. Wole e wonfien siya hoho. Mkhosebe amiado le agbadola me le afima fifia.
And tomorrow morning, the services cannot be had at the tabernacle because there'll be a florist there decorating the church for a wedding tomorrow afternoon.
Ke etongjila takpe kpiawo matengwa fa me le agbadola me o elabena se fufudo la de ano acho dom na hame akena.
And they have transferred the services in the morning up to Brother Ruddle's church, one of our associates, and up on the highway here, 62. Has it been announced?
Yes.
Has it been announced?
Hey, what wrong? Unti ma fe fe takpekpe awo ye no vingu tuhru del fe hamiame miya fe kado wala o dumetore kasi le moganchi le. A blood devil for a fee. The water buffers here. Water buffers here.
If it overflows up there, we'll take the rest and send another minister down to Brother Junior Jackson's down in Clarksville. The reason we had it, Brother Ruddles, is close here, and we can, we thought you could find that easier. And then we'll take care of it in some way.
Kene, afima yok bagola, miaklo ame mamlewo yi, eye. Mia do sofo bubude novingu tu Junior Jackson bo le Clarksville afisia. Susu sita mie we le novingu tu Rudel bo la ingebe etode afisia. Eye mia tengu eye mie susu be mia tengu akbo afima bobui ke ale mie kbogbo le modenu.
Be sure to get all those baptisms in for tomorrow. And I hope there'll be another 100 or 2 added to those for baptism tomorrow.
Eye, Mia kade ejibe mia wo, nyongro mawo kata etosi gbona, eye, mekpomobe, ame alafa deka alo alafa vebubu, wagavakpe ame mawo kena etofe nyongro la.
And now, tomorrow night, I never like to announce anything you speak on ahead of time, but one night in the service, or one day, I want to speak on the subject of who is this Melchizedek.
Ke azo etofien la, Nyemedina be ma de gbefa nu si nguti mia fonu le dongona e yi la o. Gake le zan ade me fe takpekpe. Alo nkeke ade la ma di be ma fonu le tanya si angu be. A me ka enge Melchizedek sia.
Because it's a subject that I think we're living in the time when these revelations of which has been a question down to the age of who is this fella.
En la bena enge tanya ade. Ade si mesusu be miele akbele e yi si o medede fia sia o kure nu si nge nyabja se le akbeno yi akata menguti bena ameka enge amesia.
And I believe that God has the answer who he was. Some said a priesthood, some said a king, some, but there's got, as long as there's a question, there's got to be an answer to that question which is right. Cannot be a question without first being an answer.
Eye mekwe sebe donguti la le mawusi, amesi wonye la, ame ado globe nono la ngenye, ame ado globe fia ade, dewo, gake elebe, zi ale sinyabia se ade likola, elebe donguti ya de anno, anyina nyabia sema si le tefe, nyabia sema tengo anno nyi, ne donguti me li negba o.
Now, we trusting that God will give us a blessing tonight out of his word as we read it. And you've had, Billy told me to tell you, that you sure had fine cooperation with the peoples here that's been in the parking system, the police and everything. Keep it up. That's very, very good.
Azom ye kade jibana mawu annami ya yira fien siya to efanyala me. Esime miye le eklege. Eye, Billy glonam bema glonam ibana. Mie wodong asile asime kle amesio le afisia nyue, amesio le vutorofeo, bokpom, kle povito, kle nusianu, mi yijinenema, esia nyong tovava.
We hope to see the time, maybe in the near future, when maybe we could bring the tent here to the city and put it up out here in the ballpark where we could stay for some length of time, maybe for 3 or 4 weeks revival constantly.
Nye le mokpombe do him yakpo eye le tome kue. Esime do him ya tengu ato akbadwade va dwame afisia atwide gbajafe afisia le bolfufe. Afisi him ya tengu anno eye didie ade de wo him kena kosira eton alo ene fe nyonyo atradi.
Here we just merely get to know each other and then we have to say goodbye and we go again, but I'd like to come and stay an extensive trip. One time where he could stay so he don't have to close out a night or two, but just stay and teach day and night, on and on.
Kele afie la kasia mia jesi mia no kola le be, mia gagrona mia no beke denye, eye mia gajo ake, gake mejibe mava no, anyi didi le mozo swade me, yade yi, afisi mia etengu anno, eye, mano na mi be mi akpa le sadeka alo efe mekbe o, ke bong, de ko mi anno anyi, afi anu nkeke ekple san, nkeke ekple san, ayiji dada.
Maybe somebody go home and feed the chickens, milk the cows, and come back next week and continue home with the service. I like that. So, the Lord be with you.
Do hi amyade ayi afeme, anandudu kuklo wo, afi anu ti nanyi wo, eye wakatrova le kosira sigbona me ayi takpekpe aji me lona esia eya ta afetola nano anyiklimi.
Now, before I leave, perhaps Sunday morning or Sunday night or sometime one of these services, I know you're all waiting to hear the message on the truth about marriage and divorce, which is one of the great problems of the day.
Azo afi majola, de oma hi le kosira gbengdi alo zame. Alo le gade me, le subo si ao dometo de kam me. Menya be mi kata, mi lala, be mi asek beta sito. Nya tefe la kude, sron de dek ple, sron gbeg bengu. nusinye kuhiganto odumeto de ka egbe.
And I'm just as sure as I'm standing here, I believe that the correct answer is in the Word of God. And I believe that that's what I promised to come back for.
Ke mekadeji ale si kometitre de miyanku mele afisya la, mekwe sepe donguti nyuitwa le maufe nyame. Eye mekwe sebe emataye medong bebe magatrovadu.
Now suppose knowingly, as far as I know, I want to have another service here in Jeffersonville on Easter Sunday. And we'll, for sunrise service, and then Easter Sunday.
Eye mesusube le nyenu nyanu la, nusi sinu menyala, mejibe maga watakwekwe bubu le Jeffersonville afi, le Easter kosidakbe, eye miele, khena aguje takwekwe, eye emekbe la Easter fe kosidakbe.
So we'll announce it ahead and try maybe to get the auditorium, if possible, or somewhere for Sunday. Maybe come Saturday and Sunday.
Eya ta miya degbe fe dongo. Eye miya je agbagba do hinbe. Miya kpo takbe khogade ne ele bobwe. Alo tefe ade na kosidakbe. Do ma hin, miya va kosidakbe kle memle dakbe.
Had to fly in and back out because it's near the time. I have to check it first. With the schedule I have and one of my itinerary in California. And then immediately after that, I've got to go down into Africa. So keep in touch and pray for us.
Ele nambe mato yamavu ayi agagbo. Ele bena eyi yila gogo. Ele be malen kude engugba. Ple dodo siwole asinye. Eye kpakple nye mozozo ayi de California. Eye emegbe le esia yome enumake la. Ele nambe mayi de Africa. Eye ta.
Now, tonight, I want to call your attention to a portion of God's Word found in the fourth chapter of St. Luke. The fourth chapter and the 16th verse, it will begin. Jesus speaking, this day is this word fulfilled in your ears.
Azo fiensi ala medibe mahem ya fosu suova maufe nga fe akpadekbo. Si wakpo le luka koko eta eneme. Ta enelia, eye kukwiwi adelia, ele egome jem, yesu ele nufum. Ekbe siya, wawu nga siya nu le miyafe toome.
Now, we want to draw from that a conclusion of how a dynamic is the Word of God. Now we all can figure out the mechanics, but it takes the dynamics to make it work.
Azo mie dibe mie de to esiame, akpo tafonya ade to alesi, maufe nya kpo ngusa alegbegbe. Azo, mikata mie tengu ase, bede do wa gome. Gake ehia do do ngusa be wananwa na wodo.
We can figure out what the mechanics of a machine, automobile, but then it takes the dynamics to make the wheels go to operating and moving.
Nyatengwase alesi molafe gbede dowa wale lagome vulato gake ehia jodongu siabe wana afotiawo na de asi dowa wo ple zozome.
Now Jesus had returned to Nazareth, where he was brought up. On down in the scriptures here, we find that they said, "We heard you did such and such over Capernaum. Now let us see you do it here in your own country."
Aso Yesu troyi de Nazareth afisi wonye yamale lengonglo upo afia de dale afisia la miyekpobena woglobe miyesebe ewo alekle alele Capernaum. Aso na miakpo wo na wele wo nto wo dedume.
Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor except in his own country. And of course that's where you're brought up at, and where people know you. And there he had a bad name to begin with by him being born without an earthly father.
Yesu globe, wo magbe abubu dede nyagrodi langu wo negbe le eyang to dedume ko ke godore. Afima enye tefesi etile, kple afi si amewo nya wo le eye le afi ma la ŋkɔ gbegblẽ aɖe ta ɖe eŋu tɔ dze egɔme be wodzi anyigba dzi fofo mele esi o.
They called him an illegitimate child, that Mary was actually pregnant before she married officially Joseph. But that isn't so. We know it isn't so.
Wo yɔ eya ma be dzide hlɔmevi. Bena le anukua ɖe me la, Maria fɔ eƒe fu hafi va ɖe Yosef le sea nu. Gake mele nenema o. Mienya be mele nenema o.
And on this scripture, what caused me to fall my eyes upon this was something that happened just recently in Phoenix, Arizona. It was the last day of the service that I was to speak at the International Convention of the Full Gospel Businessman.
Eye ku ɖe ŋɔŋlɔ sia ŋu, nu si na be nye ŋkuwo dze esia dzi la enye nane si dzɔ le Phoenix, Arizona nyitɔ la. Enye ŋkeke mlɔetɔ si wòle be maƒo nu le asitsala nyanyui blibotɔwo ƒe dukɔwo ƒe takpekpe game.
And in this convention, there was a visitor with us, which was a Catholic bishop, which is of the Chaldean rites of the Apostolic Catholic Church.
Eye le takpekpe gã sia me la, ame aɖe va sra mi kpɔ si nye katolike ƒe bishop, esi nye apostoliko katoliko hamea ƒe Kaldea kɔnyinyiwo ƒe ame.
The most reverend John S. Stanley, OSD, he is the Archbishop of Metropolitan United States in the Catholic Church. This happened to be his card and his address.
Bubuto kekeke John S. Stanley, OSD, eye enye dukɔ fofoawo ƒe fiadunutɔame ƒe Archbishop le katoliko hamea me. Ezu be esia enye eƒe agbalevi la kple eƒe adresi.
And he was a visitor with the Christian businessman. And I had seen him there the day before, and when I was speaking on Saturday night, I believe it was, or Saturday morning at the breakfast, and as I was speaking, he kept watching me.
Ke amekpekpe aɖe wònye nɔ kristotɔ asitsalawo dome eye mekpɔe le afi ma ŋkeke ɖeka do ŋgɔ eye esi menɔ nu ƒom memliɖagbe za me mexɔ se be eyae wònye alo memliɖagbe ŋutie le ŋutinuɖuƒea ke me esi menɔ nu ƒom la eya ma li ŋku ɖe dzinye.
I thought that man certainly is disagreeing with everything I say. And you know, you could just see him keep his head up and down, but I didn't know what was just exactly working on him.
Mesusu be, ŋutsu ma kaka ɖe dzi tɔe la, meda asi ɖe nu ɖe sia ɖe si megblɔ la dzi o. Ke minya, miate ŋu akpɔe ko be wòakɔ ta dzi eye wòagabɔbɔe ɖe anyi, gake nye menya nu si tututue nɔ dɔ wɔm ɖe edzi o.
So on Sunday afternoon when I got up to speak, I was going to take my text on birth pains, where Jesus said that as a woman in travail with a child, she's travailing in birth.
Ale le kɔsiɖagbe etrɔ esime metsitre be maƒo nu la, meyina nye nuxexlẽ la tsɔ ge ku ɖe fuɖuame ƒe vevesesewo ŋu, afi si Yesu gblɔ le bena abe nyɔnu ne efu le eɖum la, ele vidzidzi ƒe fuɖuame me.
And so I was going to speak from there as birth pains, the subject saying that the world is in birth pains now. The old has to be done away with so the new can be born, just like a seed has to rot away in order to give new life.
Ke ale mele nu fo ge tso afi ma tso tanya bena fuɖuame ƒe vevesesewo henɔ gbɔgblɔm be xixia me le fuɖuame ƒe vevesesewo te fifia, ele be woaɖe nu xoxoa ɖa ale be woate ŋu adzi yeyea tututu abe ale si nuku nyonyɔna hafi nana agbe yeye ene.
How the pains, birth pains struck the world in World War I. She had a terrific pain Because he had poison gas and so forth that almost could destroy the world. And in World War II, she struck another harder pain. They had blockbusters and also an atomic bomb.
Ple alesi vevesesewo fudu amefe vevesesewo fode kikiame chie le kikiame fagba tome la egede vevesese jingowo me labena adisiame gaz ple bubuawo nowo si nusiawo atengu atro kikiame kre eye le kikiame faveliame la vevesese bubu gafode eji ake esi nugasewu yame aprimtuo ple tuowo nowo si.
She cannot stand another labor pain. With these missiles and things today, one more war will throw her out into space, for she will now be delivered, and there will be a new earth. The Bible said there will be.
Magatengwa tochi ato kulele bubu o. Ple, didifotu siyawo ple, nu siyawo ken li ekbe. Afa bubu de kala akakede yame elabena. Achi vila azon eye anyigba bubu ava no anyi bibla gblo be ele anyi noge.
Under every prophet's message, Israel got a birth pain because these prophets that come on the scene after the theologians and clergymen would have the church all in organization form.
Le nyagblodila de sia de fegbeda sitela Israel to fudu amefe vevese sewo me elabena le esi nyagblodila siawo tiatre ne Mawungu nusro la wokle, nuno la wokplo, hama la kata, yidudu okhaw, fe nono me ade, me, megbetai.
And when that prophets come on the scene, but thus saith the Lord, they shook them churches, and she had a birth pain. Finally she had birth pains flown up until she delivered a son of the gospel, which was the word itself made flesh.
Eye, nengyagroni la siyawo, chitre kpakle, ale afetokblo esila, wo fufuwa hamea wo, Eye ale wo gena de fudu amefe vevesese wo me mlebala eto fudu amefe vevesese wo me vu kekeva sede esi wo jinyanwe la fa vi ade esi nge nyalangto si khongutila.
So the church really is in birth pains tonight again for the deliverance of the son of God to come again. All of our theologians, all of our systems, all of our denominations have rotted right out from under us.
Nenema ke gamela ga le fudu amefe vevesese wo te vava le sasiame ake khena vi ade chichi mawu fevi si agava ake miafe mawu nusro la wo kata miafe nudu anyi wo kata miafe koma ga tsonko wo kata wo vovoken de miate.
So we are in birth pain, and a message from God always throws a church in heavier pain. But after a while, she's going to be delivered of a bride that'll bring forth Jesus Christ to His bride.
Eya tamye le fudu amefe vevese sewo me ke gbedasi ade to mawu gbo la kplo ramia dena vevese sewo wu me gake le eyi ade megbe la ele ngbeto ade chike ema ela he Yesu Kristo ve na efe ngbeto.
And then thinking this man had disagreed with me so much, when I raised up to speak this message, I turned in my Bible to find the page, and my wife had just given me a new Bible for Christmas. My old Bible is about 15 years old, and the thing was just about torn to pieces.
Ke alema no bubumbe ngutu siya no nyahemda ngunye vevye ngunto, esi me mechitre be magblog, beda si siya, mekenye Biblia la, be madi akhala, ke swange nam Biblia ye yade tepe mejidiyo, khena Christmas. Nye Biblia koko la kho abe fewia ton ene eye nwa kata asu sovye wade deka deka.
The pages every time it open up and fly out of it, and but I know just where to find every scripture. So I studied close in that Bible, and I just picked up the new one because the other looks so ragged to go to church with.
Efe akhaola esia yisi woke la yafone jona le eme eye gakela menya afisi makpongo ngolo desia de le. Ale mesura nungue le Bibla mamme. Eye medo asira to Bibla ye ye la. Ela bena eke mea ya doko hongto menyakbo be matwe ayi solume o.
And when I started to turn over in St. John, where the scripture was found, I started to read the 16th chapter, and the verse that I was looking for wasn't there. So I thought, strange, I turned back again, still it wasn't there.
Ke esi me to e fufu de Johannes kokwe me, afisi wa kpo ngonglo kukwi la le la, me de asi tawia delia kekle me, eye kukwi si jim me no la me le afima o, ale me susu be, ewa ya lo, me gaki ake, ke kukuku la me no afima o.
And Brother Jack Moore, from Shreveport, Louisiana, a bosom friend of mine, he was sitting there. I said, Brother Jack, isn't that found in St. John 16? He said, yes.
Hey, I'm going to Jack Moore, to Shreveport, Louisiana.
And this Catholic priest got up out of his seat from about 100 clergymen sitting on the platform, walked over close to me with all of his robes and gowns and crosses and so forth, and got right up close to me, and he said, my son, be steady. God is fixing to move.
Eye Katoliko Fadasia tole efezikume le nunola siwo ade ame alafa de kakule si bobono anyide nyaglokpe aji la dome. E zote de ngunye kple efe awuvlaya kple awutogbloto kple atucho gao kple etueo ke e zote de ngunye. Eye wo globe vinye je eme maule klalu na zode de.
I thought a Catholic bishop telling me that. He said, read it out of my book. And I read the scripture out of his book and took my text and went on. Preach my sermon.
Mesusube Katoliko Bishop Yelenya Maglom Nama. Eglobe Hlilenye Agbalelame. Mechlengonglolale pe agbalelame. Eye metonye tanyale emme heiji degbefanye maunya.
Afterwards, when I got through, he got up after I was gone and said, this one thing has to happen. After that, the church has to get out of the mess it's in, or we have to get out of the mess the church is in. So one or the other.
Le yade megbe esime wunula, etitre le esime mejovo, heglobe, nudekali si wolebe wa vame, le esia megbela, elebe hamelana do, le ngunyom sime wole lame. Alo, wawe wolebe wa do le ngunyom sime, hamelale lame. Ekema, deka alo everia.
And I was on my road home back down to Tucson that evening. The kids was crying for a sandwich, and I stopped to get a sandwich at a little stand. And my wife said, Bill, I never was so nervous in all my life. To see you stand up there fumbling through that Bible, said, didn't it make you nervous? I said, no.
Came and on your moji in a affair, Bugba in a Tucson, Fiamma, if you know, have you found it sandwich? Kem tote be mafle sandwich le nugira fo suade e yes ronye glombe bil le nyagbe akata mela yeme bijine na makpo o be makpo na no chitre de afima ano bibla makem ne nema ebe de ema mena be echima voa meglobe ode.
I said I know it was in there somewhere, they just didn't have the pages, a misprint. And she said, to think that I got you that Bible and looked like every eye in there was right up on me. And I said, well, you couldn't help that. There's a misprint in the Bible. I said, they just never put the page in.
Meglobe, menyabe ele afiade le eme, deko akhalame le eme o, de ometak bali anye o, eye o globe, be masusi be ngenye amesifle bibla siya na wola, ewa abe denkude siya de sile, afima trode chinye ene, meglobe, enyo, metok bawo o, de omete nye le bibla lame o, meglobe, deko ometa akhama de emeo.
Well, I got down and looked at it again, just perfect as it could be. But the 16th chapter ends the portion of it just about 3 inches from the bottom. Over at the 17th chapter on the other side does the same thing.
Enyo magacho akeke nonkulem de engu, yekata deblibo kengwale siwatengwi, gake tawia telia wunu, efe akpade siyano abe asibi de eton. Eneko do efe gome. Eye wodrota wi adrelia chi le akpakeme la ega wonenema ketututu.
And being a new Bible, those two pages had perfectly stuck together. And I was reading from the 17th chapter instead of the 16th. Well, I said, that's all fine, it's for some cause.
Ke esi wonya Biblia ye yetala aha efesia otrede wono ngu eye mano eklem le tawi adrelia me. Le esi makhle le tawi adelia tefe enyo megblobe emakata nyo tadoji nu ade tai.
And just as plain as you could hear any voice, a voice come to me and said he entered into Nazareth, the where he was brought up at, and went into the synagogue as it was his custom. And the priest gave him the scriptures to read. And he read Isaiah 61.
Eye emeko abe alesimi eten le nyegbe semla. Biade vanam, heglobe, eye de Nazareth. Yi, afisi wonyi eyamale. Eye, le efe kwa nula eye de fufofela. Eye, nunola to ngongla onebe wakhlen. Eye wakhle yezaya tabla devo de kelia.
And when he had read the scriptures, he sat down, handed the priest back the Bible, the book, and sat down, and all the eyes of the congregation was up on him, and precious words proceeded from his mouth, and he said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled."
Eye esi wohole ngonglo ol vola e bobo no anyi ketro bibla la de asina nunola agbalela eye wo bobo no anyi eye fufufela kata fo nkude echi eye nyahosiwo de asidodo mele epe numme eye wo gblobe egbesia wo wu ngonglo sianu.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. How accurate is the scripture? If you'll notice this, in Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, is where our Lord was reading from. Isaiah 61, 1 to 2, but in the middle of the second verse of Isaiah 61, he stopped.
Egbesia wo wu ngonglo sianu. Alegbegbe ngonglo la sotututu. Nemie dege si la, Yesaya, la devo de ke, bukukban ye eve. Mela, afima ye apetola nonu chlemle. Yesaya ta, bla devo de ke, bukukban ye eve. Gakele Yesaya, ta bla devo de ke, fe kukui eve liya fe, dome dome la, etote.
Or said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the acceptable year. Then he stopped. Why? The other part to bring judgment didn't apply to his first coming, but his second coming. See, it didn't apply there. How the scriptures never make a mistake. They're always perfect.
Afisi wo glole be, afetola fe gbogbole chinye, be ma de gbefa amenuveve fe, emekbela etote, nuka ngutie, akpake me be, wakhevondodro ve la, meli be, wazen na efe vavagbanto o, ke, Bongu efe vava evelia mikuya. Wo mazen le afima o. Aleke gbegbe ngongla o. La me wavu dada wa. Wo diablibo e siya yi.
Jesus stopped just where the scripture stopped. Because that was exactly what was to be vindicated in his day. Now, in that first coming. The second coming he will bring judgment upon the earth. But not then. He was to preach the acceptable year.
Yesu totele afisi tututu ngonglola totedo elabena ema inge esi tututu welebe wadrokbe echi le efen kekeme. Azon, le vavagbanto mame. Le vavave liyame la eyama ahevondodrova anyigbanji gake menye le eyi mame o. De wovabe yadegbefa amanuvevefe.
Notice the Messiah standing in the platform to identify himself with the word of promise for that age. How strange. The Messiah standing up before the church. And look at these precious words when he says here, to preach the acceptable year.
Mi deje si be mesiala le titre de kpeaji, be ya deje si yedo kui kple, ngbedodo nya na agbeno yima alegbegbe wowo nukube mesia titre de gamela nkume hekpo nya khosisia o esime wo glole afisia be ya degbefa amenuveve fe.
The acceptable year, as we all know as Bible readers, was the year of Jubilee, that when all slaves and prisoners, as they were been taken prison, and it had to give a son to pay a debt. or daughter to pay a debt.
Amenu veve fe abe ale simi kata mienya abe biblakle lawe ene la enye yubili fe fe emma la ne kluvio kle gato kata si o nye la wole wode ga eye wole be wato wovi ngutu anna be wakhe fe la alo wovi nyonu be wakhe fe la.
And they were in bondage. No matter how long they'd been in bondage or how long they're supposed to stay there, when the year come of the Jubilee, when the trumpet sounded, every man could go free if he wanted to go free. You were free, you were no more slave.
Hey, ye, wano na kluvi nye me. Meka, hey, ine ni si, wolebe wano kluvi nye me. Oh, alo, hey, ine ni, wolebe wano afima, oh. Nefe la de, esye nye yubili pepe. Nekpe di la, amesyeme atengwa vo, ajo ne elon. Be ya jo, anye amesi vo. Ezu ablodevi, meganye kluvi o.
But if you desired to remain a slave, then you had to be taken down to the temple, stood by the temple post, and they took an awl and bored a hole in your ear. And then you had to serve that slave master the rest of your days.
Gakene jibe yakpoto anye kluvi la, ekema wakplowo ayi gbedokome. Na titre de gbedokho la fe soti gbo eye wa to nu ngonu ango do de wo to me eye kema eleben na subo kluvi fe to ma wo agbenkeke mamle au kata.
What a perfect example it is of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When it's preached the acceptable time and the time of Jubilee, anybody, no matter who you are, what color you are, what denomination you belong to, how far you've stooped in sin, or what's wrong with you, you can go free when you hear the gospel trumpet sound out. You are free.
Bodengunyi kakbekbe wonyena Yesu Kristo fe nyanyi la, na wode fe gbefa le amanuve yi, eye le yubili yi la, amesiame meka amesi nenye o, nguti gbale sile nguwo o, koma haton ko kame tonenye o, ale sikbekbe, e nyrode nuvome, alo nuka kegle le nguwo o la, na tengu ajo le ablode me, ne ese nyanyi fe kpen la di, se sien, evo.
But if you turn your back upon the message and refuse to hear it, notice you were bored in the ear with an awe. That means to say that you have crossed the line between grace and judgment, and you will never hear the gospel again.
Wongo woto kple nungonu. Ema enge wa globe. E da ata amenuveve kple vondodrofe flila. Eye magatengu asenganyula ake akpok bedeo.
You'll never get any further. You must be a slave to the system you're in the rest of your days. If you refuse to hear the acceptable year.
Magatengu aso yingo o. Nazukluvina nudwa nyi simenele. Wo agben keke mamle o kata ne egbe amanuveve fela sese.
Now, the other part of it, as I said, didn't need to be answered because this coming Messiah time now is when he will bring judgment.
Azonu ape akpake me, abe ale si megble la, me hiyambe wadro engu o, elabena mesia pe vava akosya la, enye eyi yi si me, wole vondodro regeve.
Now, how could those people ever fail to see who he was? How did they ever miss it? How could it be when it was so plainly made known and showed? How could they have ever miss seeing?
Aso alekene na mewo tengu dafu be wakpo amesi wonye. Aleke wo tengu dafu do. Aleke wo tengu va me, esime wo we eme kofa kedifia. Aleke wo me tengu kwe o maha.
What a word! Think of it! This day is this scripture fulfilled before your eyes. Who said it? God himself. Who is the interpreter of his own word. This day is this scripture fulfilled.
Asima wo nyakanye si mibu enu po egbesia wo wu ngonglosia nu le miafe to me ameka egble maunto ye amesinye eyangto fe nyafe gomedela egbesia wo wu ngonglosia nu.
The Messiah himself standing in the presence of the congregation and reading a word out of the Bible pertaining to himself and then saying, today this scripture is fulfilled, and they still fail to see it.
Mesia lang to titre, le fufo fe lang kume, hele nyaklem le bibla me, kure edo kuingu eye, wole gbogblombe, egbe siya wo wu ngonglo siya nu, keha, omete unpo eya ma ukukuku.
What a tragedy if that would be. But it's happened. It's happened many times. How could it happen? Of course, like it did in other times, by believing man's interpretation of the word. That's what caused it.
Jogbevanya kanye ma, gake ejo, ejo sigede, aleke wotenjoro, godode, sigwe alesi, wojo si mamlesi ova yi, to amepe gomedede, nanyalaji joseme, numagba utu.
Those believers in them days, so-called believers, was taking the interpretation of what the priest had said about the scripture. Therefore, Jesus, not belonging to any of their ranks or their societies, he was excommunicated from their company.
Nenem khoseto mawo lenkeke mawo me, si wo yuwa wodo kiobe khoseto wola, khona gomedede si nunolak blokude ngongula wongu, Eya unti esi yesu ya meno wofe gatoto wofe deke alo wofe gabobo ome o la wode dogwele wofe hame.
And therefore they could not identify him with them because he was different from them. The person of Jesus Christ was so unique that no one should have missed seeing it. That was the Son of God because he was a perfect identification of the scripture that was wrote of him.
Eye, eya unti, wame tengu tso, wado kyo sokple eya ma o, elabena, eto vovo le wongu, amesi, Yesu Kristo nyela, notoche, alegbegbe bena, melebe, amyadeke, nada, ekpokpofu, be, enye maupe vi o, elabena, enye ngonglosi, wonglokude, engu, fe, jesi de deblibo.
So way any Christian is known. When his life identifies the very thing that a Christian's supposed to do. How he could stand there and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled right before your eyes.
Nenema oji asi Kristo to de siade, ne efe akbe sokple nu si tututu jebe Kristo to na wola. Ele si, wotengu titrede afima kekblobe, ekbe siya wo wu ngonglo siya nu le miyafe nkuwa me.
How outstanding, how so plainly, and yet those people misunderstood. Why? It's because they took the interpretation of some order of priest that they were listening to. And history always repeats itself, and scripture has a compound meaning to it, and a compound revelation.
Alessi wojefa, alessi begbe emeko, gakeha, Nene mewo se ego mebada, nuka ngutie. Esi wotso nunola bubu, si wodua tola fe ego medede taye. Ke nguti nyagugbo gajona kukoko. Eye ngonglola, gomedede fofu nona esi, ble dede fia fofu.
For instance, like it says in the Bible, that out of Egypt, I've called my son, referring to Jesus. Run the margin on that, you find out it also referred to Jacob. Same scripture. Jesus was his greater son. Jacob was his son. He called out of Egypt.
Le kwara me abale si ogwa le bibla me nebena. So le Egypt me yo vinye. Nusi le asifiam Yesu. Ne eto akaji nungongla omela. Ke na kwebena. Efye asi Yakob ha. Ngonglo de kamake. Yesu nye efe megbevi. Yakob nye vsiasi wo yoto Egypte.
Which the Scofield reference and all other references give to it, because that's the scripture it was referring to. So it had a double answer. It had an answer to Jacob called out and to Jesus called out.
Nusi Scofield fe jesidede kle jesidede mamle o kata tsone elabana ngonglo ma nwe wole nufomle ekema ndodo evele esi ndodo de kali kure Jacob si wo yo dogwe ngu eye evelia kure Yesu si wo yo dogwe ngu.
And so is it today. It's because that we're in such a turmoil as we are, and people fail to see the truth of God is because there's too many man-made interpretations of God's Word. God don't need nobody to interpret His Word. He is His own interpreter.
Kenenemake wogale egbe, esimiele chakachaka me, alegbegbe lata, eye amomete ngu le maupe nyatefela kpom o. Le esi gomere de ametowa wawo li fun akpana mawu fe nya lataye. Mawu me hiya ame adekebe wade ye fe nya gome o. E yangto enye efe gomere la.
God said in the beginning, let there be light, and there was light. That doesn't need an interpretation. He said a virgin shall conceive, and she did. That doesn't need any interpretation.
Mawu glole gomere de ame be kekeli na do, eye kekeli do. Emma me hia gomede de adeke o. Eglobe de tukbi la fela fofu. Eye wo fwe. Emma me hia gomede de adeke o.
When God's interpretation of His Word is when He vindicates and proves it to be so. That's His interpretation by making it come to pass. That's where God's interpretation is. It's when He makes His Word come to pass. He's interpreted it to you.
Ne. Mawu gomede de nae fo nya nye esime wo drokpe achi he difia be elenenema ema nya fo gomede de be wona esia na fame afima mawu fo gomede de lalle eya nye ne ewo efa nya la fame de wole e gomedem na wo.
Like if there never been light, you said let there be light, and there was. That don't need anybody to interpret, but we get man-made systems mixed into it. And when you do, you get it out of line. It's always been that way.
Sigbe ne kekeli mano anyi kwata o. Eye wo globe kekeli na do. Eye wo do. Emma me hia be amere kena de goma o. Gake mie ton ru anyi ametowa we o chaka kpakli. Eye ne mie wona ne mala. Mie de esiada le fliame. Nene mako wonona da.
But I still think of how striking it must have been. Think of it. The Messiah. Why did they fail to see Him? Because their very leaders that ought to have known Him, that ought to have been versed in the Scripture, that ought to have been understanding of the Scriptures, they belittled this man and said He's an illegitimate child to begin with. We wouldn't believe that.
Gake megaleta mebun kokoko le alesi wanya wodore amejila ngu mi buwe ngupo mesiala nuka ngunti omete ngupo eyama hu elabena wopwe klola siwa wolebe wa jesi la siwa wolebe wa nyangongla nye la siwa wolebe ngongla wopwe gome sese na suwa si la wodidi ya mesia koto kekblobe enye vijide glome bebe watwa jegome miye le numaji kosege hu.
Years later, we don't believe that. We would die for the purpose to say that He was a virgin-born son.
Sure.
And it'll come to pass someday that the very things that we see Jehovah doing today, man in the ages to come, if there is, will die for the thing that we're talking about today. You'll have to do it when the mark of the beast comes on, and you're not allowed to preach the gospel this way.
Eye egale emevake gbedeka bena nusio tututu miekpo Yehova lewa wam egbela amewole agbeno yisio gbona me ne edelila wole kukuge le nusio ngutie mie le nufomule egbela ta avanye jizizi na mibe miawe. Ne la fe jesi doji, eye, oma demona mi be, miya blonya nyula, lenono me siyame o.
When the great union of churches comes together, which is in order right now for the world church, you'll have to seal your testimony with your own life to this.
Ne game ofe de ka wawo gamma va fofu. Nusi le dodoma vivi la. Hena kikame game la wawo. Enye jijisi na mi. Be, miatre miapa da se didi nu. Ble, miapa akbe. Na asia.
You must believe it now. If those priests could rise up and condemn him, would not condemn him. But you say, if I'd have been there, I would have done so and so. Well, that wasn't your age, but this is your age. This is the time.
Elebe miyakoji sefifia, nanuno la maosi o bufwe la, watengwa chitre la, woma bufwe o. Gake, miyeklona be, nende mele afima la, angene ma wo ale kle ale. Enyo, emame nye wo akbe no yi o. Gake, esya nye wo akbe no yi.
You say, well, if he was here, the Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same. So he is here. But he's here as the world has civilized and become greater and educated more. He's here in a spirit form, which they cannot kill or put to death.
Mie glona be, enyo, ne de eyamale afishala. Bibla globe, enye eyamake eto ekbe yide mavoma vome. De kamake, Ekema el afi, ke el afi. Esikikame konkume khesu gandaji, khesronu deji la, el afi le gbogbofo nono mame. Wonye, oma gatengu a wo, alo, wakpoku o.
He died once, he cannot die again. He had to be made flesh in order for God to be put to death in the flesh for sin. But this time he can never die. It's the Holy Spirit.
Eku zireka ho, ma gatengu a kuake o. Elebe wazo ngutila, alebe mauna tenwa kwa kuole ngutila me. Denu vonta, gakele e isi ya me la, megale kukuga ya kwa u. Enye kbogbo kwa kui.
Now, how to think that they had them things against him. Another thing, that he would not join any of their ranks. Amen. Then you see that still made him a bad person.
Aso aleke wa tenwa bu engu kwa be, woto nyama wode engu maha. Nububu enye be, ekbe be ye madro wafe hatoto wama o. Eke mami kuya, emaga webe enye amevondi kukuku.
He wouldn't join their organizations, wouldn't join their priesthood, and he wouldn't have nothing to do with it. And then besides all that, he tried to tear down what they'd built up.
Ekbe be ye madro wafe dodo waha wama o. Ekbe be ye mafufu kple wafe nunola hala o. Eye ye madrona na ka wakpli o. Ke gawula le emma wakatango dola. Enno akwakba jembe yakba nusi wawo wotu dadi.
He went into the temple. We call him a meek man, he was. But many times we misunderstand what meekness is. He was a man of compassion. But yet we fail sometimes to understand what compassion is. Not human sympathy isn't compassion. But compassion is doing the will of God.
Eyi de gbedo xome. Mi egro na le enu be enye amefatu. Enye gakezi gedela, nye si anusi, nye tufafala gomenye o. Enye amesisi dometotro le. Gakeha yado yi mi etengu sena, nusi nye dometotro la gome o. Menye amefe nublanu kpokpo o. Menye eya enye dometotro o. Kebong. Domototro enye maufe lolon wawo.
He passed through the pool of Bethesda, the gate. There lay people, multitudes of them. Multitudes is no certain number. But there lay multitudes, lame, blind, halt, withered. And he had compassion on the people always.
Eva to Bethesda fefe talato le akbo anu. Ama wole afima, ama ha gedeo. Ama ha gedeo menye hekhleme ade toke o. Gake amega gede wo mlo afima bafa wo nko agbato tekuno wo lamatututo ke eyama fe dometrona de amewongu esiai.
And he went to one person that was not lame, blind, halt, or withered. Maybe he had a prostrate trouble. Maybe he had some little infirmity that was retarded. He had it 38 years. It wasn't going to bother him. It wasn't going to kill him. He was laying on a pallet. And he said, will thou be made whole?
Ke eyire ame de kagbo si menye bafa nko agbato tekuno alo la matutu to o dawo hi adudo khaka dole engu dawo hi dole le suade le engu si meno vovom o eno engu fe blood tovo enyison emamele fudegene o mele ewuge o wotu emlo donobaji eye wogblobe de edibe yepe lame nasia.
And a man said, I have nobody to put me in the water, but while I'm coming, or someone steps down ahead of me. See, he could walk, he could see, he could get around, but he was just feeble.
Eye ngutu la globe, ame areke mele asinye si akom detila me o, gake ne me gbonna la enyo, ame bubu genade eme dongo na mikuya. Atengu azon, atengu akponu, atengu azofukla, gake deko ugbojo.
And Jesus said to him, rise up, take up your bed and go to your house. And Jesus' question on that. For you remember the scripture said this, no wonder if he'd come to Jeffersonville tonight and make an act like that, they'd still talk about him.
Eye Yesu gblo nebna titre, towo aba eye na joyi afeme. Ke wo bianya Yesu kure numanguti elabena ne miedron kuji la ngonglola gblo nene. Me woya o ne ava Jeffersonville sasiame eye wa wona nene mala amo agafonule enkokoko.
But remember, he came to do one thing, was the will of God. Now that's down in St. John 5:19. You'll get the answer. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself, but what he sees the Father doing, that doeth the Son.
Gake mi don kuji, eva be ya wonu de ka singe mau felolonu. Azon, emala wakwele, Johannes kokweta, aton kukiwi a shekeme, miyakpo ngudodo la, ekblobena, vavan, vavan, mele ekblomena mibena, vila matengwa wanane kele edo kisi o, ke bongunu si wakpofofola wola, eyae vila ha wona.
Now they ought to have known that that was the very vindication of the prophecy of Moses, for the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like it unto me.
Azon de wolebo wanyabe ema enye mosefe nyagrodi la fe, kpedoji la tututu hafi, elabena afeto, miyamawula afo nyagrodi la de titre, abenye ene.
Do you notice when he seen the man, he said Jesus knew that he had been in this condition for many years. See, being a prophet, he saw that man in that condition and went down there and waved his way around through those people, mincing through the crowd until he found that certain man.
Demye degesia, esi wokpa amiala, ekblobe, yesu nyabana elenono mamme fegedewo, mikuya, esi wonye nyagrondilata, ekpo amema elenono mamme, eye, woyide afima cheta, ta efe mofukla to amema wongu, not a tem clickly to Amhala me, Vasere Esi Wokpo, Nanam Mama.
Passed by the lame, halt, blind, and withered, yet a man full of compassion. But compassion is doing the will of God.
Etok Bafao Tekuna Wonkwak Batao Lamatutu Tawongu, Gakeha, Ganya, Amesi Yofunkle Domototro, Ke Domototro Enye, Maufe Lolonuo.
Now we find him, as he would not join up with them, he would not have nothing to do in their ranks. Then he was an outcast.
Azom yekpo e yamabe, medibe ya fufu kliwo o. Medibe ya wo naneke kle wofe hatutu o. Eyata wo dide aga.
He would not have any. Besides that, he went into the temple one day. A man went in there and found the house of God just that contaminated as it is today.
Medibe ya do naneke, le esi amegbela e yide gbedokho megbedeka. Amela yire afima eye wokpo mawufo afela fodiko abe alesi wole egbe ene.
They were buying, selling, changing money, and he turned over the money tables, took ropes and plaid them, and beat the money changers out of the temple and looked upon them with anger.
Wonanu flam nanu chiram no gadolim ke eyama muklosi oji woda gadola fu anyi toka o khelo eye wofo gadola wodogwe le egbedokho ame.
It said it's written. Hallelujah. My father's house is a house of prayer, and you made it a den of thieves. And you with your traditions has made the commandments of God of none effect.
Eye wo globena, wo nglodi bena. Hallelujah. Fofonye fa afenye gbedodora fa afe. Kemiawo mi twa wo fiafito fa do. Kemiawo pakle mi afa konyinyi ola, mi wo ma wo fa sedede wo nu jojurui.
Oh, could a bunch like that ever believe in him? No, sir. They have been so hog-watered in the muck of societies and filth of the
day until they were so ecclesiastical, froze up until they couldn't feel the vibrations of the power of Almighty God.
Oh, the amahatu to ade abe mane atewa kho eji se gbedea gbedea maga wo bliba wo doki ode gababo ple egbe fe nnyo fe bame ale gbegbe vasere esi nunola nyenye fe fafalle wo vu o maga tengu ase mau nsakata tope musa fe nuvuvu o.
No wonder a woman could touch his garment and get healed by it, and a drunken soldier could spit in his face and feel no virtue. Depends on how you approach it. Depends on what you're looking for. When you go to church, it depends on what you're looking for.
Mawo ya ben nu suela tengu ka sia fa utoga ke podo yo to sia ma o evo gbadagba si mu ahal la tengu de tade mone ke ma sengu sia de kan ko o eto ala sia tade ngu lagbo eto nu si jim le lagbo ne eyi solimela ekure nu si jim ne le langu.
Now, we see him standing there, no doubt but what the people had already warned, the priest had warned the people. Now, he's coming over here next Sabbath. And when he does, don't you listen to him.
Aso mi po eya ma no titre de afima, di ke kare ke mele ema o, be ama o na tokla roho, o na tokla, nunola na tokla ama o be, aso ek bona de afisia le Sabbath si bona chi, eye ne evala, mi gado tui o.
Now, you might go and sit here, but don't pay no attention to what he says, because he don't belong to our group. He's an outcast. He has no fellowship card. He don't even have an organization paper with him. He doesn't have nothing like that.
Aso mi atengwa yida no afisia, gake mi gato de kele eme nanu sigblom wole o, elabena amele miyapoka tutoma o, enye amesi odede aga, hamevik balamele esi o, eye nguto gonha, dodo wawo, Rafe Agbalemele Esi O. Nane Kemele Esi Nenema Togbi O.
What is he? Some renegade boy that was born down here illegitimate birth by a carpenter's home that a mother conceived him before they were married, and they're trying to hide the thing up with some supernatural thing.
Nuka Eyamanye Mutuvi Jego Ade Siwo Chila Afisia Jidek Lome Vijijie Le Atikbala Pefu Mame Amesi Dada Foy Pefu Afi Wova Dewo Nwewo.
We know that when the Messiah cometh, he'll come down the corners of heaven and go to our high priest and say, "Here I am, Caiaphas." But we find out that he didn't do it that way, because it wasn't written in the Word that way. It was a man-made tradition that caused him to believe that.
Nyenye bena na mesia vala eyama adicho jifofe atrakuyochi afa eye wagire myapa nola kankbo akplope nyenye sikaya fa gakamye kpa bena eyama ma wene nema o elabena uma ngulede ngala mene nema o amefe konyinyi kpa kpa e nabe ukho ejisene nema.
The Word said that he would come just the way he come. There he stood reading the Word and saying to them, "This day this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes." And still they fail to see him or recognize him, like he did in all other ages.
Nyala globana elevavagele no nome sima wovale la tututu, ke eya ima chitrede afshima, le nyala chlem, chelek boglomna wobe, ekbesia wowung onglosia nulem yapen kumme, ke kokokola, ometem kwe, alo jesi o.
Noah could have said the same thing the day that he entered into the ark and the door closed. Moses could have raised that wind in the top of the ark, looked out upon the congregation. Remember, God closed the door. And he could have said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes." But it was too late for the man.
Noah, I think we're going to make it, but we're going to get out of the man. Hey, you want to do it? Mose, atengwa kofre simasi, lela adakafula tame ichi, akwa fufofe adoda, midon kuji, mawiye dovola, eye, watengu akblobe, ekbesia wawu ngonglosia nulemi apankume, gake gbada yidewo emayi.
He had preached 120 years to try to get him into that boat that he had built, telling him that the scripture said, "Thus saith the Lord, it's going to rain." But they waited too long. But Noah could have easily said that. The day, this day, the scripture is fulfilled.
Ek blamaw nyafe alafa de kakple blafe. heja agbagba be akplo wo ade tojevu si wo pala me he no gboglo mna wo be ngonglo agblo be ale afeto gblo esi ti le jajage ngake wo la fun apa ke noa atengu agblo bobo ebena egbe egbe sia wo wu ngonglo lanu.
Moses, the same day that the pillar of fire come down on Mount Sinai and give witness to his testimony, Moses could have said, this day this scripture is fulfilled.
Mosela besigbeke jolili kpola divasina itoji kedi dasele efe dasedi diangula Mosela atengwa glombe ekbesia wo wu ngonglosianu.
Moses, you know, was a called man of God, a prophet. And while he was being called, being a prophet, he had to have a supernatural experience.
Mose, minye ebe wo yu ebe ma ufe ame, nyagladila, eye esime wo yu enene ma wo nye, enye nyagladila la, elebe nukunu fe numetoto na no esi.
In order to be a prophet, he had to meet God face to face and talk with him. And another thing, what he said had to come to pass or no one would have believed him.
Ele, wate wanye nyagladila la, elebe, wato gokle ma wu nkume kle nkume, eye, wafo nukakli, eye, nubu buenye be, nusi woglo la lebe wafame, ne menye nene maula, amereke mahoe jiseu.
So no man has a right to call himself thus until he's talked face to face with God on a backside of a desert somewhere where he met God himself. And all the atheists in the world could not explain it away from him. He was there, he knew it happened.
Eye ta amereke medro jenabe, wayo erokune nene mau. Vasere esi wo fonu nkume kle nkume pakle maule be ajife megbe afiade afisi eya nto dogo maule eye maugbela si okata le kikeme matengu ade egome ade dale eme o enno afima enya nu sijola.
Every Christian should have that experience before they say anything about being a Christian. Your own experience.
Elebe Kristo to de sede na wonu metoto ma afi wa gblo nya de siade be ye wonye Kristo to won to wonu metoto.
I talked to my nephew a while ago, a little Catholic boy, and said, Uncle Bill, I've run from pillar to post, going everywhere trying to find something.
Me fo nu kle toga yo vinye se vai katoliko ngtu vi suade si gblo be toga Bill meditato afi ye afi me le afi si afi heno agbagba jembe makponane.
My dear, tonight before this meeting started, he's been crying, and at night time he's been dreaming dreams of coming in, running up to the altar. We're preaching and making a confession that he's been wrong.
Zade zamegbe eno afi fam dongo na tekpekpe si afi gomejeje eye nle zamamela eno drokumbe yegede eme he vudu eye vasamle kugbo afi si wole maunya glomle eye yewo amavufu bena yetomejo.
I said, Melvin, no matter where you try to go, how many churches you join, how many Hail Marys you say, or how many blessings you get from man, you've got to be born again of the Spirit of God. It's the only thing that'll satisfy the human heart.
Me glabe Melvin, me ka fika ke eja agbagba yi ola, ha me neni me edo ola, me dogbe na o Maria neni e khle ola, na glabe, alo yayira neni e khoto a me gbo ola, ele na wo be wa gugbo wo ga chi ple ma wo fe gbogbo eya de ka kwe na jije ma amegbeto fe ji.
I know they got a substitute today of being born again to shake hands with the preacher and put your name on the book, but friends, that is a dogma. It's not a Bible truth.
Emala menya be wo te fo no nu ne egbe kure gbogbo gaje nuti esuko be nana asima unya glola ye nana wonko de agbaleme gake khonye o emanya nu do anyi ade menya te fo to bibla ma o.
If it would, the Acts of the Apostles in the second chapter have to read like this: when the day of Pentecost is fully come, the pastor walked out and shook hands with the people.
Ne enyi la apostle o fo do wo ta avelia mela wakli ale esimeng petekosten kekela dola prolava hena asiamu.
But say when the day of Pentecost had fully come at the inauguration of the church, there came a sound from heaven like a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. That's how the Holy Spirit come the first time. That's how it's come every time since that time. He's God and changes not.
gake bon egblo be esime pentecostan kekela dola le ramia nguti kokbela gbedidi ade to difofa abe ya vudu ene eye wo yo afasime wo lala nanama egbogbo kokwe vazi gbanto nanama ye wo va eyi de siade to e mayichi enye mau eye metronao.
Now, it's some of those people, they say that was for another day. Well, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Every time the church ever received the Holy Ghost, it's always come like it did the first time. Under the same prescription, Acts 2:38. Never has changed, never will change.
As on a yaya mo klina, ogrona be, emma yen kekabubu to, enyo, enye yamake eto egbe yidem avomavome, eyi yi de siade si hamela nya hokbokbokoko ikola, Eva esiyayi abe ale siwova zigbanto ene le atike ngonglo de kama kete dowa wo tave kukwi blato vo enyi metrokpo gbede o, mele totro ge o.
Like a doctor's prescription for a disease. You write out a prescription for a disease, the doctor doesn't take it to some quack druggist, and he puts too much of the antidote in it, it's so weak it won't do you any good. If he puts too much of the poison in it, it'll kill you. It's got to be wrote just according to the doctor.
Sigbe dokita pa atike ngonglo na dolele ade ene, englo na atike ngonglo na dolele la, eya e dokita wona. Kene etue yi na atike wola afakala ade la, ke ade adinotike sokbo eme akpa, ngunse avole engu, maga wongi ade kena wo o. Ne ede adi eme fun akpa la, esia awu wo, elebe wangule de dokita tonu.
And the doctor's prescription on how to receive the Holy Ghost is given to us by Dr. Simon Peter on the day of Pentecost. Yeah. I'll give you a prescription.
Hey, Dr. Atike ngonglo kude ale siwa kokokokwe ngula. Hey, Dr. Simon Petro, nami le Pentecost nkekeaji, manami atike ngonglo la.
Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. For the prescription is to them is fall off, and even as a man is the Lord our God shall fall. Amen. The eternal prescription.
Mitro le miapa chioma miadoma mesiame, eye wa nyuromi le Yesu Christo pa nkoji kena miapa nufo upe keke, eye miachok bok bok koko efen nana. El labena atike ngonglo lanye, amesio le atogevi, eye goha, Ame ale sinu apotamia maula ayove lato. Atike ngonglo mavolae.
Moses had this experience. He went down into the country and he began to tell the people, I met a pillar of fire. He was in a burning bush and he told me to tell you, I am that I am. Go down, I'll be with you. Take up this stick in your hand and hold it up over Egypt. Whatever you ask, it'll be done.
Mose wanuma totosia. Eyide dua me, hede asik boglo me, na ame obe, me dogo jolili kola, en nongove bibi me, eye woglo nambe, ma glo nami bena, menye ame si menye, heye afima, ma no anyikli wo, to atiklo siya, de wo asime, eye, na duirole Egypte, nusia nusina biala, avame.
Well, probably some priest said nonsense. But when they seen the real facts of this take come to pass, they couldn't hold it any longer. They know he was sent of God.
Enyo doma hinu no la de aglobe abunenya. Ke esi wokpo esi ape anukwa de nya va vala de zon. Va emela, omega te untote etepe didio. Wonyabena mawye dui.
Then, if Moses said he saw that and testified to it to be the truth, then God obligated, if that is the truth, to identify and vindicate that man's word, the truth. That's true.
Ekema si mose blobena yekponuma hedida sele engube enyenya tefela ekema esu jizizina mau nenyeba numa nyenya tefela be wade jesi eye wadrokbe amemafe nyachibe nyatefe si anyenya tefe.
If Jesus Christ stood there and read that day, this day is this word fulfilled before you, God's obligated to make that word come to pass.
Ne Yesu Kristo titrede afima agbe magbe keklen bene, egbe siya wo wunya siya nule miyapen kumela, esu jizizi na maube, wanabe nyamana vame.
We stand here tonight and say that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's obligated to prove that to be so. Amen.
because it's his word.
Yes.
Now, what does it do? It takes faith in believing him. It takes faith in believing his word, that it is the truth.
Miawo mye chitre de afisia zasyame. Hele gbogblombana. Yesu Christo nye eyamake eto egbe yire mavomavome. Enye jizizi na mawube. Wadrokbe echibe. Elenenema. Elabena efe nyawo nye. Azo nuka esia wo. Ehiana jose. Bewa kho eji ase. Ehiana jose. Ele efe nyaji kho jose me. Bena esia nye nye tefe.
Notice what come to pass. When Moses brought the children out, and all those that followed him, those who did not follow stayed in Egypt. But those who followed Moses, when they come out of the Red Sea and got out into the wilderness, God came down upon Mount Sinai. That pillar of fire set the whole mountain on fire. And a voice spoke out of there. God gave the Ten Commandments.
Mi dege si nu si va jo si me mose klo de via wo kple ame si wo kata je eyomo la dogui ame si wo me je eyomo wo la wo chi egypte gake ame si wo je mose yomo la esi me wo va dro fu che lanu gede gbeji la maudi va sinai tolachi jolili kola nabe tobli bola no bibim eye be ada fufonu to afima eye mauto se ewauna.
Moses could have walked up there before the people and said, this day the scripture that I have told you as his prophet comes to pass.
Amen.
This day I told you that God met me and I'm bearing a burning bush and a pillar of fire.
Moses atemwa soa yitukola nko afima akplobana ekbesia ngonglo si megblona mi abe efenya glorila ene lava ame ekbesia megblona mi be mautogom le nguve bibila me.
And he said, this will be a sign. You'll bring the people right back to this place here again. And there is God in the same pillar of fire I told you was in, hanging right down on the mountain.
Yes.
This day, this prophecy is fulfilled.
Yes.
Here he is to vindicate that the things I've said is the truth.
Hey, woglo ale, mele, esia anye jesi. Agatrok plo duko siya va tefesia tututu ake. Ke maula enyema leto lilikpo make si meglona mi be enno emela me si ku adode tola teme le afima egbesia nyaglodi sia wunu eyenye si le afi be yadrokpe ejibe nu si meglola nyenye tepe.
God give us more man like that that's honest and sincere and tell the truth, that God Almighty could vindicate that his word is still truth. He remains the same yesterday and ever. Why wouldn't he do it? He promised to do it.
Mauna amagada omi nena matakbi. Amesi wo dia ni kwa de drua movavye. Eye, wo gbula nyatepe. Bena maun sekata tona tengu adrokpe. Echibe, yefe nyakpotonye nyatepe. Ekpotonye eyamake eto. Heyi, tegbe tegbe. Nuka nguti wakbe ewa wo. Edong bebe yawe.
Joshua, he might have said the same. The day that he come back to Kadesh Barnea, where they had journeyed so far in the wilderness, they were doubting the land being the kind of land that God said it would be, but God told them it was a good land. It was flowing with milk and honey.
Yoshua atengwa glonenemake besigbe, wotrova kades banea, afisi wo zomo kekevadro lekbeaji, wo nordi kembena anyigbala anye esitogwe mawu globe anyela, gake mawu glonna wobe, enye anyigba nyui ade siji notikle anyitile sisimle.
And Joshua and Caleb was the only two that would believe it. Out of the other ten that left, when they come back, they had the evidence. They had a bunch of grapes that two strong men could only carry.
Ke Joshua kle Caleb kwenye ame eve si kho eji sele wo ame ewo si yila dome. E si wotrok bola, pero jino wo si wantete kpo de ka.
Joshua and Caleb could have stood right there and said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Here's the evidence that it is a good land.
Yeah.
Sure.
Joshua kle Caleb wate wanchi trede afima tututu aglobe. Ekbe siangonglo siya wunu. E siyenye kpedoji labena. Anyigba nye wunye kakareji tui.
Wow. There's the evidence that it's a good land. Where'd you ever get such things as that? In Egypt. There was no such places. But this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Nuka ngutie, pero jila le afima enye anyigba nyue, afika miyate mwa akpona namu numa wolo tokbe le Egyptia. Te fuya de keme li, nenema o, gake ekbe siya, wo wu ngonglo siya nu.
He could have said the same when he prophesied and said the walls of Jericho would fall down after they marched around 7 times. 7 days, 7 times a day. And when they marched around that last time, the walls fell down.
Atengwa glone nema ketututu, esime woglonya dike glombe, yeriko glio amuje anyi, le esime wozofokle zi adre, nkeke adre, zi adre le nkeke rekaji la mekbe, ke esi wozofokle zi mamlel mala gliawo mugblo.
Joshua could have stepped and said, this day, the chief captain of the host of the Lord that told me weeks ago that it would happen like this. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. There laid the walls flat on the ground. Come on, let's go take it. It belongs to us. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Joshua, tenwa chitre akblobe, ekbesia, afetofe afalogo, lafe afafyakan, si glonam, anokosira de ova yi, labena, ava me aliala, Egbesia wo wu ngonglo sianu. Gliawe nye ma muje anyi le anyigba gbaja. Mijo, miva mia yi, dakwe, mia to wonye, egbesia wo wu ngonglo sianu.
How wonderful man of God has stood for the things that's right. Israel, at the river, when they possessed the land, went over. How are they going to do it? It's the month of April. The floods are coming down because the snow is melting up in Judea.
Alegbegbe wo khanywe mawufe amawo no titre nanu si o le tefe Israel le tolanu esime wa kho anyigbala atotola aleke wo le wo ge enye le tia fofje me tododola no jidem elabena sino no nyinyim le Judea toji.
Oh, what a poor general it seemed like God was to bring his people there in the month of April when the Jordan is higher back than it ever was.
Oh, abafia dahe kapomevi wode abe eyae mawunye be wakplo efe tuko ye afima le afofie efe retime esime yodan dro wupete pete.
Sometimes I might could stop here if I had time to give you just a little tip. Sometimes you may be sitting out with cancer, you might be sitting with a disease.
Yado ila matengwa totere afisi avye ne de gamele asinye be mato tosu yade nawu. Yado ila atengwa nyebe na no anyide afima kasa ano nguo. Alo, atengwa nyebe na no afima ano do adelem.
You think, why not me being a Christian would be in this way? Why would I be sitting like this if I'm a Christian? Sometimes God lets the things get so dark that you can't see up, round, or anywhere else. And then he comes and makes a way through it for you. But you might say, this day, this scripture is being fulfilled. That he promised to do.
Nasusube, nuka nguti, nyesi nye Kristo tola manono no mesiame, nuka ta mano anyi aleke, nengebe menye Kristo to. Yado yila, maude amobe, nuava dua viviti alekbebebe, magatengu akpoji, akhao, alo afibu buadekeo, eye emekbe, eye ama ava demoto emana wo, alebe natengu aglobe, ekbesia, wo wu ngonglosia nu, esi ngbe, wo dobe ya wola.
He let the Hebrew children walk right into the fiery furnace. They said, our God is able to deliver us in this fiery furnace, but nevertheless, we'll not bow down to your image.
Edemobe hebriviawo zote yide kpojo me. Woglobena, miyafe mawa tengwa demi le kpojo fe jo siyame. Ke, de siyade siwanya ha, miyele tadege aguna wolek ba o.
When they walked out of there, the smell of the furnace upon them, no smell of the furnace rather upon them, they could have said, this day is this scripture fulfilled. Daniel comes from the lion's den. He could have said the same thing.
Esima wa dogoto afima pozo fefefe no wongu bongula pozo fefefe adekema no wongu o watengwa globe egbesia wo wu ngonglo sianu. Esima Daniel dogo lejata opa dome la atengwa glone nemake.
John the Baptist, after 400 years of ecclesiastical teaching, no wonder that church was in a mess at that time. When he appeared in the wilderness, the Jordan, he could have stood right down on the bank as he did and say, this day, this scripture, Isaiah 40, is fulfilled.
Yohanes Amenyrola, le osofo hapen fefiafe alafa ene son megbela, mewa yabe, rame man no chakachaka me le rema yime o, esime wodo ode gbeaji, yordan to la, atengu achitrede afima le golaji tututu, abe ale si wowe ene, agblobe, egbe siya, ngonglo siya, yezaya, blane, unu.
How I could stop here and tell you what that old priest told me. He said, son, you never finished that message. I said, keep still. He said, you mean them Pentecostals don't see that? I said, no. He said, I see it in a Catholic priest. He said, why didn't you go on? I said, keep still.
Alessi matengwa totere afisi ya aha glonusi. Nunola titila glonam la. Ebe, vinge, me wugweda si manu kwa o. Me globe, tote kpo. E globe, de tibe ya glo be Pentecoste toma o meten kpo esia wa me glo be o e glo be nya me kwe ka ha enye katolike no lalo e glo be nukata me yi eji o maha me glo be totekpo.
He said, glory to God, I see it. And about that time, the Holy Ghost fell on his sister sitting out there in the meeting, and she raised up speaking in unknown tongues and gave the interpretation of the very thing that the priest and I were talking about on the platform.
Eglobe ngutiko kwe na mau, nyame kwe. Eyele ye ima melofo lagbogbo kwe didide no vyanyonu si no anyide takwe kwe me afimalaji. Eye wo titre kwe nukle gbogbo tuto. Kena gomedede kude nusi nguti nyekpakle nunola la mye nonufuomle nyagbokpe achi la ngu.
The whole church, the whole place went into a roar. Carried on over to old Robert's convention last week, or week before last, and was the talk of the convention.
Huwa wakande do hame blibola me, letefea blibola kata, esi ayiji vudo ora robe fete kwekwe gala mele, kwa sira siva yi, alo kwa sira de kado ngona kwa sira siva yi. Eye enye nusi ngu wononu fuomlele takwekwe gala me.
How did that priest sitting under the Holy Spirit revealed out there to a woman, his sister, I believe it was, or what was taking place up there on the platform? And revealed that thing that we were hiding.
Alesi nunolama, wadifia wono angide kwa kwekwe teto nyonu adechi, si inge, no vya nyonu mekwe sebe, eya yo wenge, kure nusi, no eje yemle nyakwekwe aji afima, hede numa si lamia omye nola deko.
The hour that we're living, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day, the evening lights have come, and we fail to see it. Notice, John said, this day, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. As said the prophet Isaiah, prepare the way for the Lord.
Gafofo simemiele akbelela, ekbesia ngonglosia wunu, ekbesia fien kekeli lava, ke mye dokpo ekpokpo, nye dejesi. Johannes blobe, ekbesia ngenye, amesi legli dom legbeji la pekbe. Abe alesi nyaglodi la yezaya glo ene, mijira afweto lafe moladu.
They didn't understand. He said, oh, you're Jesus. You're the Christ, rather. He said, I am not the Christ. He said, I'm not worthy to loose his shoes.
I'm almost say, goma, oh, woglobe. Oh, wenye Yesu, wenye Kristo labung. Eglobe, menye nye Kristo, oh. Eglobe, nye mejebe matu efe tukota kao, oh.
But he said, he's standing among you somewhere. Or he was sure that he would be there. He would be in his day because God told him he was to introduce the Messiah.
Ke eglobe, eyamale titrele miyadome afyade, elabena, ekade jibena, ano afima, elebe wafa le efe nkekiame, elabena mau blone bena, eyayela fya asi mesyala.
One day a young man's come walking down through there and he's seen like a light over the top of him, a sign, and he cried out, behold the Lamb of God. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before you. Sure.
Gbedeka ngutu deka kuyade, zonto afima va yina. Eye wokponane sigbekekeli enele eya mafetame. Jesi ade, eye wodogli sesienbe. Bona, esia enye maufe alevi. Egbesia, ngonglosia wunu le miyafe nkume. Kakare jitwe.
At the day of Pentecost, how Peter stood up and quoted the scripture of Joel 2:38. When they was all laughing, those people, they couldn't talk in their own language. They were jabbering off something else. The Bible said cloven tongues. Cloven is a parted tongue, not saying nothing. Just a jabbering, running around like a bunch of drunk people.
Le Pentecost nkeke aji ale si Petro titre de afima heto asio pe ngonglolaji si le Yoel tave pukwe bla tonvo enyime esime okata wono nukom nanamma o ometan ponu le wan tok de gbama o wono nyabubu ogblom nyama nyama bibla globe ade mama o enye ade siwo memole siwo mono nyade kagblom o deko wono nufom nyama nyama Keno tu sim pokla abe hanumu no pehatu tuade ene.
They all said, "Well, these people are drunk. Look at them. Look how they're acting. How they have women and men. They're disorderly." Said that religious group of that day.
Wokata woklabe enyo amesia omuaha mikpaoda mikpa alesi wole enu wami lada alesi nenem nganu wokle ngutu wole omale dodoare kema o. Neneme mausubo subo pe hatu tu siwo no anyi lenkeke mamme. Lagblo.
Peter stood up in the midst of them, said, "Men and brethren, you that dwell in Jerusalem and you that dwell in Judea, let it be known unto you that these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it's the third hour of the day."
Petro titre da wotiti na globena, mutu okle novio, mi amesio no a Jerusalem, kle mi amesio no a Judea, mi nya esia bena, menya aha amesia omu, abe ale simiele bubum enne, oh, ela bena nkekepe gafofo etoliako wonye.
But this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel. It'll come to pass in the last day. I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. This day, this scripture was fulfilled. Certainly.
Kebong esia nyanya sinya glodila Joel blobena. Ava melenke ke mamla wome. Matronye gbogbo akode nguti la okatanji. Ekbesia wo wungonglosianu. Kakade jitui.
Luther was right on time. Wesley was right on time. Pentecost was right on time. Nothing out of the order.
Luther, no gamajitututu. Wesley, no gamajitututu. Pentecoste, no gamajitututu. Nanakema dole dodoma o.
Now, I asked you to consider the age and time we now live in with the promised word for today. If back in other ages, man could say this day, this scripture.
Azo majibe miyale nkude akbeno yi la, ple gafofo si me miyale akbele la, kude ekbefe ngbedodo nyalangu, ne, gbadekbe le akbeno yi bubu ome, ame o atengu akblombe, ekbe siya, ngonglo siya la.
This day, this scripture. Then what about the scripture for this day? What's promised for this day? Where are we standing? What hour are we living when the clock is beating the scientific clock 3 minutes before midnight?
Ekbe siya ngonglo siya. Eke ma ke kure ngonglo si li nan keke siya yangu. Nusipa ngbe wo dona ekbe nkeke siya. Afika miye titre ro. Gafofo kame miye le akbe le. Esime gafodo kuila lefo fom. Jojo menu nyapa gafodo kuila. Minuti eto. Afi zatiti nanadu.
World has got the jitters. The church is in a bed of corruption. Nobody knows where they're standing. What time of day is it? What about the scripture for this day? The conditions of the church, today.
Ngoji de tode kikiame. Hamela mlok beglefe abachi. Ame aneke me ganya afisi wo tote do o. Nkeke afe gane nye fo. Eke kure ekben keke fe ngonglo langu. Hamela fe nonome. Allo, ekbehame la fe nonome.
In the world, politics, our world system is just as rotten as it can be. I'm not a politician, I'm a Christian. But I got no business talking about politics, but I just want to say they're rotten on both sides.
Le kikiame, dunya heheo, miapo kikiame fe nrua nyila nyonyoko abe ale siwa tenguyene, nyeme nye dunya helao, Kristo tomenye, ke, nyeme dro nyade ke, le nufofoto dunya hehe ngume o. Gake, de kome tibe mak blombe, wo fafale akpa evi yao.
I voted once. That was for Christ. I got to win. The devil voted against me. Christ voted for me. It depends on which way I cast my vote. I'm glad I cast it on him. Let the world say what they want to. I still believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He'll prove it. He certainly will. Certainly.
Zireka kome dako. Ema enye na Kristo. Elebe ma dujigodo. Abusam dako titre de ngunye. Ke Kristo da akonam. Ekude gosime meda nye akodo. Jijombe medena eyama. Minaki kame nakblo. Nusi juro wola fa. Mega kwese koko kobe. Enye eyama ke eto ekbe yire mavo mavo me. Adrokpe eji. Adrokpe eji godo godo. Godo godo.
The increase in crime, juvenile delinquency. Look at our nation, once the flower of the earth. Our great democracy was formed back then, and the Declaration of Independence. And the Declaration of Independence is signed, and we had a democracy. Our great forefathers and the things that they done, we had a great nation.
Rondodo le jijim reji, sohe ofe akla jeje, mi kwa miyafe dukola da, ta enye anyibafe sefofo, miyafe demokrasi gala nye, esi. Wona no no mele afimata lele ablode gbefade gbe eye wode asi ablode gbefade de late eye mie kho democracy ple mie togiga khonko ple nusio wowo duko gade le mie si.
But she is now rotten and crumbling and shaking and giving away and trying to tax people to get money to send over there to buy friendship with her enemies. They're throwing it back in her face.
Gake azola ele fafam le gbagbam le vuvum eye enu le yiyim eye wole jijim be yaka amlokena amewo be yakpoga adro de duta be ya ple kholan jeje kpakple wo fe futo wawo gugbo tu e fu gbere mia fe nkume.
One world war, two world wars, still moving on to a third one. Certainly politics is rotten, corrupted, rotten to the bottom. Just exactly what Matthew 24 said it would be. Nation to be against nation, kingdom against kingdom. All these things would take place. Let's consider this now. All right.
Kikeme vadeka, kikeme va evelia, keha, wogale te temde etonyangu, kakare jitwe. Politiki fafa, ekble, evovodo agunu. Tututu abe alesi Matthew, bla vevo enekblo, be ava no ene. Duko atitrede duko ngu, fiarufede fiarufe ngu, nusia wakata avame.
Notice another, the increase in scientific research. Now one time just my grandfather went to see my grandmother in an ox cart. Now, it's a jet plane, or even an orbit into the air, in the outer space.
Miga deje sibubu, jajoma nunyafe, numa kukuofe ngogbe dede. Azo, yade ila, esukobe. Tokwinye yidakpo mama nye le nyi vwade me. Fisya la, yame vwe. Alo kohan, jinu me vwade le yame. Le yame gbaja.
It's great. Who said this? Daniel 12:4 said knowledge shall increase in the last days. We see the hour we're living. Notice the conditions of the world, the condition of science.
Efe ganto wu, aleke, ameke glosya. Daniel tabio fekukwi ne globe. Nunya ajide chile nkeke mamle wome. Mie le eyi sime, mie le akbele lakbom. Mie de jesi he, hekia me fe nonome wo, azo. Jojo me nunya fe nonome.
And notice again today, in our educational system. I don't try to deny this, I've got the newspaper clippings. Teaching sex in our church, in our schools, of young students to have sexual affairs with one another to see if they can mate in the world. Yes, sir.
Kemiga de Jesse Ake Egbe, Le Miafe Akbal Sosrofen Ruanyame. Azo, Migate Kwabe Miakbe Esia O, Nyajokbale Lalele, a singer. Well, a bottle of Siam Le Miafe, ha, Le Miafe Squame, Be Miafe Squiviona Dona O Bobbe, Wak Bobbe, the Wa Tengwa Suena Wono, Le Hikiam Maha, eh, Amaga.
How about in our priesthood? Tonight I got a piece out of the paper over in Los Angeles, California, where a bunch of clergymen, Baptists and Presbyterians, ministers brought a bunch of homosexuals in and packed this homosexual. Saying they're trying to win them to God, when that's why the curses of the hour, a sodomite. And the law even arrested them.
Aleke wa glole nunola nyenye ya ngu. Fiensi ame konya jojokba lepe kake ade. Le afima le Los Angeles, California kure ale si osofo opo katotu ade. Baptiste tokle presbiterian opo osofo o. Polo asifo me de kakbodo la wo. Fe katotu ade ve he wo. Asifo me de kakbodo dokpli wo. Heno gbogblombe. Ye wole jijimbe ye wakplo ove na mau. Esime emanye gapopo la fe fifo de wo dometore ka. So dong benono. Se gohan ado asi oji.
Now where we at? Our whole system is rotten out from under us. I've seen the increase of homosexual across the United States has increased 20-30% over last year. Think of that. Man living with man, just exactly like they did in Sodom.
Azon afika miele. Nyafe ndwa nyibli bola katan, nyode miate. Mekwa asifo mwede kak bododo fe jijireji le dukofo fwa wome. Deji, deji, bla ve alo bla etonde alafa de kaji le festival yime. Mi buen po, ngutu likple ngutu, tututu abe ale si wono le sodomene.
Increase in crime, juvenile delinquency, what hour are we living? This day, this word of prophecy is fulfilled.
Londodo fe jiji deji, sohe ofe glanjeche, gafofo kame emye le akbele, ekbesia, nyakblodi nyasya wunu.
The religious world, the church itself, the church, the called out church, that we call the called out church, the last church age, the Pentecostal church age, where is it? It's in Laodicea, as the scripture said.
Maus was walking here, man. Hamelanto, Hamela, Hamesi, wo yo doguila, esi yom yelebe, Hamesi, wo yo dogui, Hameape, Agbenoi, Mamlela, Pentecostal, Hameape, Agbenoi. Afika yewole, elle laudiki ame, abe ale singonglo agblo, ene.
They've let down the bars, their women are half-dressed, their men are, it's a horrible thing, some of them married 3 or 4 times on deacon boards and everything else. They've let down and brought in corruption because they've set in councils and took the place with the world.
Ekbela mye didi moche tiawo, ofe nyon woto awa faklafa. Ofo ngutu onye, enye nu jingwa ngunto, wodome to ade wode sron zikbo zi eton, alo zi ene, le subola ofe, raklo gala me, pele nububu de siade, wogbojo abome, rege, begblende eme, elabena, wode adan uche tia tepe de kakple, kikia me.
And today, they got better buildings than Abraham. Someplace, one of them's building a $50 million auditorium. $50 million Pentecostals. It used to be down the corner 25 years ago, beating a tambourine.
Eye egbela khotutu nyito wo wule wo si, simeno wo si kpo o. Le afiade, wo dometo de kale, takpe khokan si kho dola, million bla aton la tum, dola million bla aton. Pentecost ya olo, tala, de wo nona jokweji, ano fe bla vevo aton vayi, ano akhate fom.
Said we because, the scripture said in Revelation 3, that you are rich. Said I'm rich. I said as a queen I have need of nothing. And knowest thou not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, naked, blind, and don't know it.
Woglona be, mie, elabena, ngonglola glon, lengere de fiata tomme. Bena, enye kasinoto, ebe, menye kasinoto, mabobono anyi, abe, ngonufia ene. Nana kema hiyam o, ke menyabena yenye koto nublanito amedahe, amama nolang kwagbato, ke menye o.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. Amen. Amen means so be it. I'm not amen in myself, but I mean I believe it's the truth. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Ekbe siya wo wu ngonglo siya nu lemnyafe nkume. Amen. Amen gome enye ne no alia. Menye demele amen dem na do kunye o. Gake me dibe mak blombe me kwe sebe enye nye tefe. Ekbe siya wo wu ngonglo siya nu.
The Pentecostal church is in a Laodicean condition. Oh, they still jump and holler and carry on when the music's beating. When the music stops beating or the beatneck music, some of them play and call it Christianity. And whenever that stops, all the glory's gone.
Pentecoste ramela le laudike apenonome me. Oh, wokpoto tiakpo, duali, juaji, ne fugbe wole didim ne wo chucho fugbe afofo la alo bitini ke fugbe si wo dometo ade wo fona he yone be kristo subo subo eye esia yi si esia tote kola nguti kokwe la katan ha bu ande.
It's a real praise of God. There isn't enough whistles and enough power in the world to stop it.
Amen.
When it really comes from God, it don't take music to be beat up. It takes the Spirit of God to come down.
Nenye mau kafkafu vava wonye la bekuku meli sogbo eye unse sogbo meli lekeke mebe watu ete o ne eto mau baba vala mehia hukba popo o esukova mau kugbo na didi de echi eye enye nusiwone.
And it long forgot it because it clashed the gift of the Holy Ghost, initial evidence of speaking in tongues, and I heard devils and witches speak in tongues.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is a word of God in you that identifies itself by accepting that word. Outside of that, it can't be the Holy Ghost. If it says it's the Holy Spirit and denies one word of that Bible, it cannot be the Holy Spirit. That's the evidence whether you believe or not.
Gbogbokokola enye mawu fe nyale mawo si dia jesie doku ito nyama hohome le esia godola matenwa nye gbogbokokwe o ne egblabe gbogbokokwe ye hegbenu le nyasi le bibla melagbola matenwa nye gbogbokokwe o ema enye kperojila nengebe ekwese alo mekwese o.
Notice another great sign. The Jews are in their homeland, their own nation, their own money. A member of the United Nations. They got their own army. They got everything.
Miga de Jesse Gabu Buake. You da tolo ofe de nyigbanchi. Wang tofe tuko. Wang tofe ga. Duko ofe. Deka wa woman nola. Wang tofe afakolo wosi. Nusianu le wosi.
They're in their homeland, which Jesus said, learn a parable of the fig tree. There they are, right back in their nation. This day, this scripture is fulfilled. The Jews in their homeland, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. The lady of Sia church age.
Wala ofe denyi gbanji, nusi yesu blobe, misro lo dodo to gboti ngu. Wala afima, he gatro yi ofe tukome, ekbe siya wo wu ngonglo siya nu. Yura to wala ofe denyi gbanji, ekbe siya wo wu ngonglo siya nu.
This day, this scripture, Matthew 24, is fulfilled. The world is in corruption, the whole thing, nations against nations. Earthquakes in diverse places. Great whirlwinds coming down, shaking the nations and so forth. Great disasters everywhere. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Anyigba vuvuwo le tefo vovovo ya vudu sese wo gbona le duko wo vuvum ple bubuawo jogbevo nyawo le afisi afi egbesia wo wu ngonglosianu.
Now we found out the condition of the world. We see where the church normal organization, denomination, we see where they are, we see where the nations are, and we see that this day these promises is fulfilled.
Azo miekpo no nome si me kikia me le. Miekpo afisi gamia le dodo nu, le dodo nu, dodo wa ha, komara chonko, miekpo afisi wo le. Miekpo afisi duko wo le. Eye miekpo bena, ekbe siya, mbedodo siya wunu.
Now, but in this day, there is to come a super royal seed of Abraham. That's exactly what it would be a royal bride to the royal promised son. As I spoke last night, it won't be a natural seed, it'll be a spiritual seed.
Azon, kelen keke siamela, elebe Abraham fefia foma nuku si, ufotala nava. Numa tututwe wonye, anye fia foma ngbetona, fia foma ngbetovila. Abe alesi magblo etozame la manye nuku jojome toa o anye gbogbome nuku.
There's to be a spiritual bride raised up which will be the royal seed of the royal faith of Abraham's royal son. She is to come on the scene in the last days. And the time and the place is the promises given to her.
Gbogbome mbetoa de le anyinoke achitre. esi anye fia fome nukuto Abraham fwe fia fome vila fwe fia ngenye chose la me. Ele kpere a chi fake le nkeke mamle wome. Eye eyi la ple tefwe la nye ngbedodo si wone.
According to Malachi 4, a scripture, there is to rise a message that will shake the hearts of the people right back to the apostolic fathers again.
Le Malachi atanenu, ngonglade, elebe gbedasiade na chitre, si avufu amawofe chiwo, atrode fufu apostolo awogbo ake.
There is to rise one on the scene in the power of Elijah. That'll rise on the scene, a wilderness man that'll come out and will have a message that'll come right straight back to the Word again. That's the hour that we're living in.
Elebe amiadena fode chitre, le Elia fe ngusame, si a fode chitre, anye gbedada fome si a dodego, eye gbedasiade ano esi, a zote gbugbo yinya lagbo ake, eye anye gafofo sime miele akbele.
Then consider, now I ask you this hour, you people here of Jeffersonville in 1933, the supernatural light that fell down yonder on the river that day when I was baptized in 500 in the name of Jesus Christ as about a 20-year-old boy.
Ekema mi len kudan wazo, meleba biam se, le gafofo siyame, mi amesio le Jeffersonville afi, lefe, akpere kalafa sheke blatova tome, nukunu kakali si diva le tosisi la chi le gama, Bemagbe esimen no ame alafa etongrom le Yesu Kristo fengkome. Esime menye ngutuvi si ho abe febla ve ene.
What did it say, Jeffersonville? What was it at the foot of Spring Street there? When the Courier Journal, I believe it was the Louisville Herald, packed the article of it, it went plumb across the Associated Press, plumb into Canada. Dr. Lee Bale cut it out of the paper way up in Canada. In 1933!
Nuka woglo, Jeffersonville! Nuka woglo le spring molape afonu afima esime kurie nyajojogbale mekhosebe Louisville fe Herald ye to nyajojongonglo kure enguti ye eyiji do Associated Press me le Canada Dokita Level le nyajojogbale me le keke Canada ke le akpere kalafa sheke blato votome.
Was baptizing my 17th person under this witness and you know the rest of the story. And we're standing there baptizing the 17th person. A light come down from heaven.
Esime meno amewi adreli anyrom le da sedidi siate ke mienya ngutinya mamlea ke esime me chitre da afima kheno amewi adreli anyrom la ke kali dito tifova.
Shining down above there like a star falling from heaven, a voice said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message shall forerun it. This day, this scripture,
Keno keklem le tama afima sigbe relativye geto jifo ene, biade gblobe, abe ale si wo do Yohanes amenyro labe, wanye Kristo fe vavak banto fe ngodo lala, wok bedasi ado ngona efe vava evelia le kikia katame, ekbe siya wo wu ngonglo siya nu.
This day is what around the world.
Ekbesia maudo fengbe. Nukajo. Ekbesia eyidekikia katame.
And when God came down there and said that when as a little boy in a burning bush or a bush up there on fire with a pillar of fire up here at Watson's place on the Utica Pike, packing water back there from that barn to the moonshine still. You know the truth of it.
Esima wudiva afima kek blonya siya, le esime menye ngutuvi swe le nguve bibim me alo, le nguve me afima, si le bibim kle to lilikpo. Le afisia le watin wopwe tepe le utika pike, esime droti to afima le lakpo lakbo yinade a ha sesen dafe, minya nyatepe sikude ngu.
He said, don't you never smoke or drink or defile your body, for there's a work for you to do when you get older. I testified to that being the truth that I saw it. And God, as it did with Moses, spoke out before the congregation down there and said, this is the truth. This day, this scripture is fulfilled in the midst of us.
egblo be gayota ma o alo anu aha alo apodi wo ngutila o elabana duade li na wo na ba wo na echi medida sele esia ngube enyenye tefe bena mekpo esia ke mawu aba ale si wo we kle mosela fonu le popo pe ankume le afima ke gblo be esia enyenye tefe egbesia wo wu ngonglo sia nu le mia titina.
Watch what he said about the discernment and how it would be from laying hands upon him to knowing the secret of the heart. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before our very eyes.
Milan kuda nu si wogblo kuda jimenyanyanya wongu ble ale si wava no to asida dada amawoji do jimenya agla wonyanya chi egbesia wo wu ngonglo sianu le miang to ofa nkume.
These promises that was made. Notice, all these promises have been vindicated and fulfilled by the God of the promise. Look, hanging in Washington, D.C. tonight, the picture of the angel of the Lord.
Mgbedodo siyawo siwo wo wo. Mi deje siye, wo drokpe mgbedodo siyawo katanchi, eye mgbedodo la fe ma wu wu anu. Mi kpora le Washington, D.C. Tien siyala, wo to apeto la fe do la fe foto kuglingu.
As George J. Lacey, the head of the FBI, fingerprint and document for the United States government, examined it from Houston, Texas, and said, this is the only supernatural being that has ever photographed in all the world. He ought to know he's the best that's in the world. For it.
Alessi George G. Lacey, FBI, Fetatona, Asivitete, Okle, Dasedi, Balaona, Dukopo, Fuawo, Fetchidudu, Do Esiakwe, To, Houston, Texas, Hek Blobe, Esiade, Caron, Quengen, Kunume, si o de foto e kpo le khikia kata me elebe wanya aya nge nwi to kekeke si li le khikia me le numa me.
Notice that hangs as a truth, the same pillar of fire that led Israel back country in the wilderness is leading today the same come up out of Egypt. Oh, yes, yes. This day this scripture is fulfilled. You know the message that he said.
Mi deje si, wotwa kuglingu afima, abenya tefe ene, jolili kwa dekama siklo Israel vio gbadekbe, legbede da fola, eye gale amekplomo ekbe, bede asima pome vitututu, singe, mi dogo to Egypte. Ekbe siya, wo wu ngonglo siyanu, minya gbede si si woglon.
Look at the vision of Tucson, 3 years ago, we're standing up here on the lane. When 5 years before that, he said, the day that the city drives a stake down in front of that gate, turned herself towards the west. My tabernacle, the folks that sure knows that that time. That's right.
Mi kwa son feng te galada, fe eto esivayi, esime meno titrede mon le la chi, evo, fe ato dongona esiala, e globe, besi gbedu la atu soti de, agbuanu la, trona tuta etorope. Nye akbadome ton si wole afisya la nya le ema yime ele tefe.
And the day that Mr. Goins then was up there and drove that stake down, I said to the wife, is something about this? She said, what is it? Now when he looked in my little book, there it was.
Ke egbesigbe amegan Goines ple etu awofa afima hetu soti mala meglona sronyebe nane kure siangu eglobe nukanya nwa eye meyi Dakpo nye akbale vime ele afima.
That next morning at 10 o'clock, sitting in there in my room there about 10 o'clock, the angel of the Lord came down. He said, go to Tucson. You'll be northeast of Tucson. And there will come 7 angels in a cluster that will shake the whole earth around you. And said, it'll be told you from there.
Kele mfoke ngdi ma ga wome. Esime bobono anyire afima le nye khome le gama ano ga ewolofo. Afotola pe dolava eglobe khayire Tucson. Ano Tucson fe anye ghe ejepe gome. Eye maudola adre o afa hadeke si afubu anyigba blibo lafo khlawo. Eye woglobe wagblwe afia wo le afima.
How many remembers that here, way before it happened? There's man sitting right here in this building tonight, was standing right there when it happened.
Amene ni edron kuwe siyachi le afi, ho 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 afi wavajo. Amewo le afi siyafifi la le kwame fiensia si, wo tote de afi matututu afi wajo.
And said the 7 seals
all the hidden mysteries of the entire Bible would be open and fulfill Revelation 10, that in the seventh angel's message these things should come to pass. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before our eyes. This day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Eye woglobe wa funu trenu atria wo kure nya gagla si wo gla de bibla kata melangu eye awu nya de de fiata wo nu bena le mau dola adrelia fe gbedasi me nu sia wo ava me egbesia wo wu ngonglo sia nu le mia fe nku o me egbesia wo wu ngonglo sia nu.
Last year standing in the same place, Mr. Woods here and I going up the hill in a kind of mourning about his wife being sick.
Festival Ibala, Manoti Trade, Afi Maketututut, Ple, Amga Wood, Sile Afi, Mia Yinada Tolachi, Enno, Nurahame, the Fumavie Kure, and Swan Sile Dolem.
The Holy Spirit said, pick up a rock, lay him there, throw it up in the air. When it comes down, say, thus saith the Lord. There will be judgment strike the earth. Tell him that he'll see the hand of God. The next few hours.
Gbogbo kokola globe tokwe ade sila afima dere ame ne esia didi gbonala globe alle afoto glo esi vondodro le anyigba foge glone bena ele mawufe asik poge le gafofo ve siwo avalame.
I told Mr. Woods is present tonight, and I guess 8 or 10 of the men of 15 that was there at that time when it took place the next morning, where the Lord came down in a whirlwind and ripped the mountain out around us and cut the tops of the trees loose and made three blasts and said, judgment is headed towards the west coast.
Magblena maga wood ele afisia fifia fiencia eye masusube ame enye alo ewo lengutuwa otome alo viato siwa no afima le mayime esimenu siavame lengufoke ngutili Esime apoto divale yali mme. He kakatola poklami. Eye, wola ati opetame. He wose siyezi eto. Eye, wblobe, vondodro, trode retoro fe futa.
Amen. 2 days after that, Alaska almost sunk beneath the earth. And since then, up and down the coast, the belches of God's judgment against that spiritual screen. There is a iron curtain. There is a bamboo curtain and there is a sin curtain.
Nkeke vele esia magbala Alaska nyrode anyi baba tumakule. Eye sokeke mayila futala kata yigagbola mau po bondodro le tujo tumde gbogbo gaja mangu gaibo khome to voade li pamplo khome to voade li eye nouveau po khome to voade li.
Civilizations travel with the sun. So has the gospel. They've come from the east and went west like the sun goes. And now, it's on the west coast, it can't go no further. If it goes further, it'll be back east again.
Nkume koko zomo kleghe, nenema kenge nyanyuela ha, woto lejefe eye wo yetorofe, abe alesi rezona ene, ke azon, enye yetorofe futa, magatengwa yingogbe uema o, ne eye yingogbe ula, agatro yejefe ake.
The prophet said, there will come a day that cannot be called night or day. A dismal day, a lot of rain and fall. Just enough how to know how to join a church or put your name on a book. But it shall be light about the evening time.
Nyagrodi la globen keke dele angin noke si woma yobesa along kekeu. Nkeke si la liti. Tiyaja song ple afu. Esi sinu asukobe watodo hameade me alo anglo open kode akbale me. Gake kekeli adole fien wo yi.
Is fulfilled the same S-U-N that rises in the east is the same S-U-N that sets in the west.
Egbesia wo wu ngonglo sianu de kama ka singe e jenale jepela e ya koenye e si dua tole retorofe.
And the same S-O-N of God that come in the east and vindicated himself as God manifested in the flesh is the same S-O-N of God in the western hemisphere here that's identifying himself among the church tonight, the same yesterday, today, and forever. The evening light of the sun has come. This day, this scripture is fulfilled before us.
Eye ma ufe fe I de kava le ejefe la kedrope edokwiji be mawu side de gole ngutila mla enye mawu fe fe I de kale anyigba fe etorofe goma afi asi le chesi dema dokwi le khamia me tiensia be eye make eto egbe yide mavoma vome vila pe sien ke kalido egbe sia wo wu ngonglo sia nu le mia fe nkume.
Where are we at in this Abrahamic age? Where are we in this great time we're standing? The great hour that we're living. All the visions has been fulfilled.
Afika mie lele Abraham gbeno yisiame. Afika mie lele yi jiani simemie totero la me. Le kapofo ga simemie le akbele la me. Ntega okata wunu.
How about one little minister, friend of ours here, associate sister church, Judy Jackson. Come running up to us one night and be down there and said, I had a dream, Brother Branham, it's bothered me.
Aleke wa glo esime mia kolo swe si ale afi novi ramela Junior Johnson vudo va mia gboza de me esi meno afi ma eglo be me kudrun ade novi ngutu Branham si le fudem nam.
I seen all the brethren gathered upon a hill and said, upon this hill you were teaching us out of letters that was wrote look like in some letters that time had carved out in the rock. When you finished that, all that was finished. You told us, said, come close, and we all gathered up.
Mekpono vya okata fofu de toa de chi, eye, eglobe, leto si ajila enonu fiam mikple, ngonglo jesiade si wonglo, eje sigbe ngonglo jesiade o si, eyi yila dede akakpe me, esi ewu enula, nusia okata nuvola, eglona mi bena, miteva, eye, mikata miete fofu.
That you reached from somewhere and looked like God, like a crowbar, and whipped the top of this little pyramid open. And when it did, said granite rock with no writing on it.
Eglobe do asire tefeade, eye, ewo sigbe, etonanes, abe gati goba, eye, a four pyramid swela fe tameda, ovu, ke esi, ovula, ebe, akakpe yade, siji omonglonane kedro ola, unye.
And you told us to look in upon this. And you all, we all started looking and said, I turned my head and I noticed you going towards the west just as hard as you could towards the setting of the sun. How many remembers it?
Eye eglonami be mi anno esi ajikpom eye mikata miede asi esi akpokpom ebe metroko eye mede jesi be ejo yina etorofe neto alesi na tengui kedrota de edrota gome ameneni edo nkweji.
Now I stood there a little bit till the Holy Spirit revealed it. I said, the entire Bible, as much has been revealed to man through justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost, the baptism in Jesus' name, and all these things has been revealed. But there is secrets that's hid inside because the Bible sealed with seven seals. I must go there to find it.
Hey, my children, I've seen my son, I've seen my son, I've seen gede alesi nu ode fia amegbetola to afia toto kokwe wo gbogbogbogbe nyonyoro nyonyoro le Yesu Kristo pe nko me klenu sia wo kata mala wo de wo fia gake nu agla oli lade eme ella bena wo tre bibla la nu klenu tre nu adrewo ella be mayi afima adakede en.
That morning when those seven angels come down and blasted the earth and rocks flew every way, seven angels stood there and said, return back to Jeffersonville from where you come from, for the seven seals of the seven mysteries will be opened.
Mudima esimema udola adriawo diva kena anyigbanwo, eye akakpewo choyi yame akpesi akpa, ma udola adre chitrere afima kekblobe, Troy Jeffersonville, afisine to, elabena nutrenu adriawo kure nyagakla adriawo ngula, wafu, wodeku.
Here we are today understanding serpent seed. In a few days, if God willing, we'll understand the correctness of marriage and divorce and all these things that God's opened ever sealed the mysteries since the foundation of the world. And we've been enjoying the presence of His presence. That is true. This day, the scripture.
Miawe nye si ekbe, kese dafe nukula gome, lenke ke fiyado wame, ne maulola, nye senu sile, tefe tututu, kure srode dekle srobekbe ngula gome. Eye, nusia wakata si oma ufugola, nutrenu de siade, Nyagagla si o li chokeke mepe gomodwa nyi meke. Eye, jile mnya chom de efe amekbono no fe ya yira wota. Nyatefe, ekbe siya, ngonglo siya.
A Life magazine packed an article of it. Mystic circle of light goes up in the air above Tucson and Phoenix. In the same way that I told you nearly a year before it happened. How it would be in a like a triangle.
Life fe nya jojokba le ngonglo to engu. Kekeli kotoklo wonu kwade do de yame le Tucson ple Phoenix tame. Le nonome si tututu meglona mi le fede ka dongo kwe dongo afi wava cho ple alesi wacho. Eye be anno abe jogwe eton ene.
The picture hangs in the church down there. You took that magazine, has it? There it was just exactly. It said it's 27 miles high and 30 miles across. They don't understand yet what happened. It appeared mysteriously and went away mysteriously.
Oto foto la kunungu le gamia me afima ele mi amesi o sinya jojogbale la le si eno afima tututu nenema o globe e koko agbadro fo bla vevo adre eye e keke agbadro fo bla eton o mo senu si jola gom hade o e jede go nu kutoi haga bu nu kutoi.
Brother Fred Sothman, Brother Gene Norman and I stand there three as a witness. I get up on the top of the mount, Peter, James, and John. They give witness, stood there and watched it when it happened. They seen it done.
Nyekle noving to Fred Sothman, noving to Gene Norman, mietotere afima. Etoenye da sedidi, sigbe alesi, le tolachi, Petro, Jacobo, Kle, Johannes, Ron, na da sedidi, mietotere afima, hekwe wo jo, hekpo efe mevava.
There it is hanging in the sky. So far there's no humidity, no moisture, nothing to make them a fog. How could it come there? It was the angels of God returning back after their message. This day that prophecy has been fulfilled in our midst. This day, this scripture has been fulfilled.
Hey, I'm a le afima kuadrode jingoli me. Le jitife ke afisi tife alilia de kemele o. Tijujo alona na kekura. Si atengwa awo afu o. Alaka watengwa vam afima. Enye mawu fe mawu dola o si troyina. Le wofe gbeda sila magbe. Ekbe siya wawu nyagrodi manu le miya dome. Ekbe siya wawu ngonglo sianu.
Watch. Seven seals has been opened. The whirlwinds to the west coast. Now don't miss it like they did back yonder.
Milan kudengu, wo funutrenu adria wo, yalila yide retorofa futa, azo miga daesi ya fu, abe alesi wawo weta ma ene o.
Now our attention a little closer to our day. What does the scripture say about today and about the time we live in? Jesus speaking. We won't have time to take them all, but I want to take this one before we close.
Azo miya posu suo, na tegogo mia fen keke la vie. Nuka ngongla la gblo kure ekbe ngouti. Eye, kure eyi sime miele akbele la ngouti. Yesu nonu fom. Eyi ima nomi asinye be macho wakata o. Gake medibe macho esia de kako afimi akpa.
Jesus said in St. Luke, the 17th chapter, the 30th verse, Jesus Christ, the Word himself, you believe that? Jesus Christ, the Word himself, made flesh, spoke, and said what the Word would be in the end time. What would be the sign of the end of the world?
Yesu glole luka kokoe tawi adrelia kukwibla tonlia me. Yesu Christo nyalangto demye kwe senenema. Yesu Christo nyalangto sifa zunguti la fonu kek blo ale si kikema anole nuwu yi. Nusi anya kikema pa nuwu fe jesila.
He told him nation to rise against nation, but he said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is being revealed.
Eglo na wabena tuko atitrede tuko ngake. Egaglo bena abe alesi o nole Sodom fe keke wame la. Nenemake waka nole nkeke siji amegbetovi la ade edokwi afsia.
Now when Jesus came to the earth, he came in the name of three sons. Son of Man, which is a prophet. Son of God, and Son of David.
Azo si me yesu vanyi gwanjila, eva le vifanko etome, amegbeto vila, si enge nyaglondila, ma ufe vi, le David fe vi.
Now he lived here on earth
He never did say he was the Son of God. He said, I'm the Son of Man. Jehovah himself called Ezekiel and the prophets Son of Man because he had to come to fulfill Scripture as a prophet.
Aso eno agbele anyigbaje afi megblo kpobe ye nye mawofevi o egblobe menye amegbetovi la Yehowa ngto yo Ezekiel kple nye glodi la wo be amegbetovi elabena elebe wava wu ngonglanu abenye glodi la ene.
Moses said the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. That's the reason he could not be the Son of God there. Because he was the Son of Man. The word came to the prophets and he was the word in his fullness.
Mose globe, apetom nye mawu afo nye glodi la dede titre abe nye ene. Susu mataye, matengwa nye mawu fevi le afima o. Elabena enye amegbetovi la. Eyama, nyalava nye glodi la wogbo. Ke eyama enye nyala le efe blibo de demen.
Amen.
Son of Man, the major prophet, not the major prophet, but the God prophet. The fullness of the Godhead bodily was in him. Therefore, he was the Son of Man.
Amegbetovi nyagblodi laga, menye nyagblodi laga o ke bong mau nyagblodi la mau nyagblibola kata no eya mame lenguti la me eya nguti enye amegbetovi la.
Now for 2,000 years, he's been known to us as Son of God, Spirit. And in the millennium, he'll be Son of David up on the throne. We all know that, he'll believe the scriptures.
As on kenapa akpe vela, wanya eya mabe, maufevji, bogbo ene. Eye, le millennium mela, elanye David fevji, anofya zikwiji. Mi katam yenyan enema.
Now Jesus said, just at the end of this church age that we're living in, that the Son of Man would be revealed again in the same manner it was as it was at Sodom.
Aso Yesu glole kamia pe agbono yisia simemiele agbele lafen wuwu tututu bena amegbetovila agade edokuyafsia lenonome simewono esimewono Sodom lame.
Watch how historically he gave it. He said, as it was in the days first of Noah, how they were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage. Then he brought next, the last, to the Son of Man at Sodom.
Milan kudengu, leblema nyawunu, etsuena, eglobe, abe alesi wonole nkeke maume, gba, le Noah taume, alesi wononu dhumu, nonu nom, noslodem, no wotom nabe wade. Emegbe ehe evelyakle mamlia ve tede amegbetovila ngu le Sodom.
Because there he was dealing with Jews. Here at Sodom he's dealing with Gentiles. There he drowned them all by water in judgment. Here at the Gentiles he burned them all at the day of Sodom.
Elabena le afima la adronya kle yurato afi le Sodom la adronya kle trosubola o le afima la enyro katya de chime le vondodrome le afi le trosbola ogbola eto jo siawo kata le Sodom funkekeme.
That's right. The Gentile world burnt there. And so will it be when the Son of Man reveals. There's not no more water, but it'll be fire this time. Jesus read from the same Genesis 23 that we read from when he read about Sodom.
Ele tefe wo fia trosbola ofokekeme le afima eye nenema ke wakano ne amegbetovila ade edoku afia. Meganye tie azon o, ke bon anye zo, le e yi siyame. Yesu chlen mose gbato blavevo atoma ke sime, miye chlenu le. Esime wo chlenu kure Sodomu.
Now, we admit the conditions that spoke of the world condition of Sodom, Sodomites, Sodom condition. We, everyone will say amen to that. We believe that.
Azon miye lode nonome singu wofonu le la ji. Kude, kike me fe Sodom fe nonome nonongu, Sodom to, Sodom fe nonome. Miyawo, ame siyama aglobe, amen, de emaji, miyokwo, senenema.
All right, in the spiritual condition of Laodicea, the church natural, we'll say amen to that. And accept their signs. We know that every sign is there. The church is in Laodicea, we know that.
Esokbe, le Laodicea fe, gbogbome fe nonome la, singe kojogbe hamela miagblon amende amaji eye mialode jesia oji mienyabe jesi de siadele afima hamela le laudikia me mienyanenema.
We know the world is in a Sodom condition, is that right?
Amen.
We'll accept that. But what about the sign of Abraham, the one waiting for the promised son? That was another.
Nyenya bekeke mele so don fe nonome me asia sogbe. Mie lode emaji ka eke kure Abraham fe jesi yangu. Amesi nongbe dodovi la la lam. Emaganye bubu.
Remember they had a Sodom back there. They had their messenger. And Abraham had a messenger to him. Abraham was waiting day by day for almost an impossible thing to happen. Sarah, 90, and him 100. According to the promise of God, he was still waiting in the midst of all criticism. He was waiting for that son.
Midon kuji, wokwa wopo so domutanle afima. Wokwa wopo gweda si tola. Abraham ha kwa gweda si tola si va ekbo. Abraham no la lam kekeden keke magbe. Kena nane si matengu afame wokle la bene jo. Sara, febla sheke, eye eya ha fe alafadeka. Le ma wopo ngbedo donu la, ekpoto no la lam. Le, nyakeke wokata titi nala, eno vila la lam.
So is a true believer, still waiting for that promised son to return. Notice, just before the son arrived, there was a sign given him. Is not the sign of the coming son to be revealed to the royal seed of Abraham that's waiting for the royal son, as same as it was to Father Abraham for the natural son? Is that right?
Nenemai Jose Tova Vakpotolen Bedodo Villa Petrova Lalam. Mide jesi, afine visiana vateti la, jesi adeli si wone. Menye vila fe vava fe jesi be, wavade edo kuya afya Abraham fe fya fome nuku si le la lam na fya fome vila e o. Abe ale si tututu wono, na fofo Abraham, hena kojokbe vila. Esogbea.
Jesus said so here in St. Luke 17:30. Before this time come that the Son of Man would be revealed, like he did in the days of Sodom before the destruction of Sodom. Now we're looking for a sign.
Yesu blo ale le luka kokwe tawye adre kukwe bla tome le afi. Afi ne e yi si anava, bena megbetovila ade edo kwe afi abe ale si owe le so donfwe nkeke ome, dongona so donfwe chotron ene. Azom ye le mokpom na jesi la.
Now let's take the conditions of time as it was in Sodom. Notice that all went out in Sodomite, the world.
Azo minamia to e yi la fe nonome, abe ale si wono le Sodom. Midege si, wokata wo yire Sodom fe nonome me, kekiame.
I think one of the movie directors put on a picture not long ago, and I got to see it. That was Sodom. If you ever see it, there's nothing else on but that, take a look at it. It's certainly a good picture of the United States today.
Mesusuba cinema wala wo fa maganda cho nono metatala dadi etepe majidio eye meyida kwe ema enye Sodom nenye ba mi kwe kpola eye de kemega do we ma wala miyida kwe kakare jituela enye egbedu kofofu wo fo foto vava.
Hollywood, just exactly same kind of dressing, everything else that they did right then, big drunken sprees and everything else, a religious cult of people, so called religious.
Hollywood eya tutu tue Awudo do de kapo me vie plenu de sia de si wo wotama le afima tututu. Aga no fo gawo klenu sianu. Subo subo koma mawwe amawo. Nusi wo yobe subo subo.
Notice, and Sodom had a witness. And it was a fellow by the name of Lot, which was just a nephew to Abraham.
Midege si, da sedi laden no Sodom si. Eya enge ngutuade si wo yobe Lot. I'm missing Abraham for Togayovi.
Now, Abraham did not go down in Sodom. He and his group, he had a big group with him, enough to fight off about a dozen kings in their army.
As on Abraham made a Sodom O. Eyakwakle Pahatotola, Amahatoto Garden, no, and ye plea. Was Sogbo Alec Bebebe, what Tengu, Dufia, Vekle, Wofe Afakoji.
So he had a big group with him, and he was sitting out there under an oak tree. One day, when everything was going wrong for him, nobody had anything to do with him, but he was still holding on to that promise. Watch now, closely before we close.
Eyata, hatoto gade no anyipli. Ke en no anyide logotitek bedekaya simenuokatame no eji yimne nye o. eye ame aɖeke meti be yeado naneke awɔ kpli o la, gake ega le ŋgbedodo ma me ɖe asi kokoko. Mi le ŋku ɖe eŋu azɔ nyuie hafi mi akpa.
While he was sitting there, down come three men walking to him. Two of them went down into Sodom and preached the gospel to them to come out to Lot. Is that right?
Esi me wonɔ anyi ɖe afi ma la, ame etɔ̃ zɔ gbɔna ɖe egbɔ. Eve le wo dome dzo yi Sodom ɖaɖe gbeƒã nyanyui na wo be woado go va Lot gbɔ. Ele teƒea.
But one stayed with Abraham. Notice the one that stayed with Abraham was God himself. The other two were angel messengers.
Gake ɖeka tsi anyi kple Abraham. Mi de dzesi be ɖeka si tsi anyi kple Abraham la nye Mawu ŋutɔ. Eve mamlɛawo nye Mawu dɔla gbedasitsɔlawo.
Now down in Sodom they've done no miracles, only smiting the blind and preaching the gospel always smites the blind.
Azɔ le Sodom afi ma la, womewɔ nukunu aɖeke o, ɖeke wotsɔ ŋku agba ƒo wo, eye nyanyuie ƒe gbeƒãɖeɖe tsɔa ŋku agba ƒoa amewo kokoko.
Now look at the set of that day. There is a church natural. Always the trees, as I said last night, God is represented. There were Sodomites, the Lotites, and the Abrahamites. It's in the same position tonight. The world's setting just like that.
Azɔ mi lé ŋku ɖe ŋkeke ma ƒe nuwuwu ŋu. Le afi ma la, kodzogbe hame aɖe li. Enɔna etɔ̃ me kokoko. Abe ale si megblɔ zã si va yi me ene be woɖea mawu fiana. Sodom tɔwo li, Lot tɔwo li, eye Abraham tɔwo li. Egale ɖoɖo ma me ke tututu fia sia. Xixia me ɖo ɖi nenema tututu.
Let me ask you something. Look at this setting now. Abraham called this man that talked to him Elohim. The Hebrew word Elohim means the all-sufficient one, the one that's the eternal one. Elohim, God himself.
Nyina ma bia nya de mi se. Mi kpɔ ɖoɖo si me esia le azɔ la, Abraham yɔ ame sia si ƒo nu ne la be Elohim. Hebrigbe me ƒe nyati Elohim gɔme enye ame si sutena nu sia nu, ame si nye mavɔmavɔtɔ la, Elohim, Mawu ŋutɔ.
In the beginning, Genesis 1 said, in the beginning, God. Take the Hebrew word there, in the Greek word rather, in the beginning, Elohim. Created heavens and earth.
Le gɔme dzedzea me, Mose gbã gblɔ be, le gɔme dzedzea me, Mawu. Wotsɔ hebrigbe ƒe nyati la le afi ma. Alo hebrigbe bongwe le gɔmedzedze me Elohim wɔ dziƒo kple anyigba.
Here he is, Genesis about 22, here he says again, or about 20, he said, and he called this man's name Elohim.
Afi, eyama le Mose gbãtɔ le blavevɔ ve me lɔƒo le afi la, egblɔ ake bena, alo blavelia lɔƒoe, egblɔ bena, ke eyɔ ame sia ƒe ŋkɔ be Elohim.
Why did he do it? God represented in a human flesh that sat down with Abraham and eat a calf sandwich, drinking some milk and eat some bread. God himself and disappeared right before Abraham.
Nu ka ŋuti wɔwɔ esia ɖo? Mawu ɖe eɖokui fia le amegbetɔ ƒe ŋuti la me si nɔ anyi kpakple Abraham xe ɖu nyivi ƒe sandwich. Nonoti hedu abolo Mawu ŋutɔ eye wobu enumake la Abraham ƒe ŋkume.
But he gave him a sign. Notice, and that sign was that he had his back turned to the tent.
Gake ene jesi, mi de jesi, eye jesi ma enye be etrɔ eƒe megbe de agbadɔ la.
And remember, Abraham, his name was Abram a few days before that, and Sarah was Sarah before that. S-A-R-R-A, then S-A-R-A-H-M, A-B-R-A-M to A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Abraham means father of nations.
Ke mi do nko ji, Abraham, efe nko nye Abraham, le nkeke fia de wo me do ngo na ema, eye Sara nye Sarai, do ngo na ema, S-A-R-A-I, emegbe S-A-R-A-H, eye Abraham-Zu, Abraham, egɔme enye dukɔwo fufu.
Now watch real close here, and we'll see the setting of the hour that we're now living. As Jesus told us to look for this setting, we've seen all the rest of it, right? Now let's see to the royal sea what setting they're supposed to see.
Azo mi len kuda siangu nye le afi. Eye mi akpo dodo si mega popo si me nye le akbele la le. Abe ale si yesu glona mi be mi len kuda dodo angu ene. Mi le ekpombe mamle wakata sokbe. Azo mi na mi akpo fya fumanu kula dodo si wolebe wawo wakpo.
Now, this man said, Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? And Abraham said, she's in the tent behind you.
Azo amesia globe Abraham afika snow Sarah le eye Abraham globe ele agbadome le megbe wo.
Now he had never seen her. How did he know that his name was Abraham? How did he know her name was Sarah? Abraham, where is your wife Sarah? Said she's in the tent behind you.
Azo mekpo ekpo aleke wo wanya be fe nkonya Abraham. Aleke wo wanya ben yon wafen kwenye se are ahe maha. Abraham, afika sro sara le. Edongbe, ele akbadua mele mekbeu.
He said, personal pronoun. I am going to visit you according to the promise. Your wife's going to have that baby. You trust me now. I'm going to make it come to pass.
Eglobe, me. Me. Nkote fenonya. Mele sra oge akpo le ngwe do dolanu sro wole vi majike e kade chinye aso mele nanagebe wava eme.
And Sarah in the tent behind eavesdropping or eardropping or what you call it, listened to the tent. She said, laughed up her sleeve and she said, now me, an old woman like I am, have pleasure my Lord in him old too, out there 100 years old. Wow, this hasn't happened for many, many years.
Eye Sara sile agbadɔ me le emegbe la fi se alo egede ƒe to me de sia de si mi yɔne esi to agbadɔ la me ekonu de abogoglu me egblɔ be azɔ nye nyaga de di si menye agase vivi kple nye aƒetɔ eya ha si chi le afi ma xɔ ƒe alafa ɖeka esi esia me va me ƒe geɖe geɖe wova yi o.
And the man, M-A-N, sitting there eating in human flesh, drinking and eating like an ordinary man with dust on his clothes and had dust on his feet, and Abraham washed it off.
Eye amela, amme, no anyida afima nonu drum, le amegbetopeng tilame, nonu nomuke nonu drum abe amme bolo ene, vudedi lede pe awongu, eye vudedi lede pe afongu, eye Abraham kulene.
God himself looked around and he said, why did Sarah laugh back in the tent saying this? He knew, could discern the thoughts of Sarah in the tent behind him. Is that right?
Mau, eyangto, trokpo heglobe, nuka ngti Sarah konu le agbadola me heglo esia. Enya, ete ngu jesi Sarah posusuo le agbadola me le emmekbe.
Now when the royal seed of Abraham come on the earth, what sign did he show? Son of man. Simon came up to him one day. Andrew brought him and said, your name is Simon. You're the son of Jonas. He said, I made a believer out of him.
Azo, esime Abraham fefia fomanukula va anyigbanjila. Jessica wafia amegbetovi. Simon va egba gwedeka adre akpuleve. Eglobe, wonkwenye Simon, enye yonavi, eglobe, mikwea, emma we wozu hoseto.
Philip went over and got Nathaniel, come back, said, come see a man who we've found, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. He said, now wait a minute, could anything good come out of that fanaticism? He said, come see.
Filipo yire afimada klo Nathaniel ve, globe, vakpo ameare si mie mie kpolada, yesu Nazareth to, Yosef fevi, eglobe, azon la lavie. De nungye de atengwa do to watomi wawo mamia. Eglobe, vanakwe.
So when Philip come up in the presence of Jesus with Nathaniel, Jesus looked over at him and said, behold an Israelite in whom there's no guile.
Ke si Philip ovado yesu nkume, ple Nathaniel la, yesu, de nkukwe, eglobe, boda esi anye Israel to, sime alakpa aɖeke mele o.
He said, Rabbi, when did you know me? He said, before Philip called you when you were under the tree, I saw you. He said, Rabbi, thou art the son of God. You're the king of Israel.
Egblo be, Rabbi, eka ye ne jesim. Ebe, afi Philip ona yo wo, esime ne no atila tela mekpo. Ebe, Rabbi, wenye ma upe vi, wenye Israel pe fia.
When the little woman at the well in her immoral condition come up a little panoramic, something like this, to draw some water, Jesus had sent his disciples away to get fiddles.
Esime nyonu sue ma va vudola to le, makomako nyenye pe nonome me, va afima, nukwakwa gulgodola le, abe esia ene, be, yava duti. Yesu do epe nusrola oda, be, wa yidati nududu.
When she came up to draw water, he said, bring me a drink, woman. She said, it's not customary for you to say that. We have segregation here.
Esime eyava ti dugal le afima egblobe kutive na mano nyonu adongbe menye numa mana wo yudato na glonenema o amadededa gale myagbo afi.
Now you Jews have nothing to do with us Samaritans. We have nothing to do with you. He said, but woman, if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. I'd give you water if you don't come here to draw.
Azomi yudato miedo nyadeke awo kle mi Samaria to o miaw ha miedo nyadeke kle mi o. Eglobe, gake nyonu, nede enya amesie ele nufom na la, anye we abia nyati, be na no. Manati ade wo be, magava afisia abadui o.
He found where her condition was, what it was. He said, go get your husband and come here. She said, I don't have any husband.
Ekede afisie pe nonomela lengu, nusi wonyela, eglobe, yida yo sro wongu tu, ne miyava afi, edongbe, sro mele afisinye o.
He said, you said the truth. You've had five. And the one you're living with now is not yours. She said, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. We know when the Messiah cometh, he'll show us these things. Jesus said, I am he.
Eglobe, etonya tefe, atono asi opo, eye amesi, wokli milie fifia la, menye towo o. Eglobe, amega, mejesi ebe nyaglani la nenge. Nyenyabe ne mesia vala eye la wonu sia wo fiami Yesu globe eye ya menye.
On that she ran into the city and said, come see a man who's told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?
Le Emmanuel vudu idu ame globe na mi va kpo ame ade si glonu si o me wala na de esia menye mesia la wa.
Watch, he did that before the Jews and the Samaritans, but never the Gentiles. The Gentiles, we people were heathens in them days. The other nations packed a club on her back, worshiping idols. We wasn't looking for no Messiah. He only appears to those who's looking for him. And we're supposed to be looking for him.
Milan kudangu. Ewa esia le yuda towo nkume. Eye le samaria togbo. Gakema wekbede kwa le tronsubola ogbo o. Tronsubola o. Mi duko si wonye tronsubola o. Lenkekema ome. Mi duko mamle o. Si wodro na kunduru dem tume mie no tro subom mie no mokpom na mesia deke o ede ero kufia mesio no mokpom ne dede ko ke de wole be mie no mokpom ne hafi.
But those who claim to be looking for him, the church itself, when they seen that done, they said he's a devil, he's a fortune teller, a Beelzebub. And Jesus said that sin would be forgiven them because he hadn't died yet, but said someday the Holy Ghost will come and do the same thing and speak one word against it will never be forgiven.
Gake amesi o globe yo le mokpom ne la hame angtola esi o kpo wo esi ala o globe enye gbogbovo enye poli mekhle la Beelzebul ke yesu globe wato nuvo ma akewo elabena meku hadeo gake e globe gbogbokokwe afa eye awonu make ke agblo nyade ka atitre de enula wo ma twa akegbedeu.
That's this day where every word has to hang together. Speak a word against it will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come.
Ema enye egbenkekesia esime wolebe nyade siade na blade tu agblo nyade ka atitre de enula wo ma twa akegbedele kekesia me alo le kekesi gbonala me o.
That was the royal seed of Abraham. And you're that royal seed of Abraham which come because of that identification of that man sitting there with Abraham. Come to prove it was the same God.
Emma enye Abraham fefia fomanukula. Kele afila Abraham fefia fomanukuma. si va de amema si bobono anyide afi makple Abraham fe jesidede matala va be ya dokpe echi pe mawu de kamake.
Promised in this day as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man when he is revealing himself as Son of Man. Amen. This is the day for the scripture to be fulfilled.
Lengbe dom le egban keke siyame be ale si ono le sodom fen keke ome la nenema ke waka no le amegbetovi la fe vavayi. Esime wano edoku dem fia abe amegbetovi ene. Amen. Egbe enye nkeke labe wawu ngonglo siyanu.
Look at the setting we are today. Look at the church where the Son of God. Look at the dismal day. Look at all the prophecies. Now a strange thing. Our business is our due then if the setting has to be like it's Sodom.
Mi kpo dodo si me miele agbele lada. Mi kpo gama la afisi wole le mawu fe vila. Mi kpo ankeke la fe brukoda. Mi kpo nyagrodi nyawo katanda. Azonu sagala inye esi. Elebe nyesra kpo la wo nano afisi akoko. Nenyebe dodo la anno abe ale si wono le Sodom ene.
There were three of them coming along, three outstanding men sent from heaven. We'll admit that. Three of them. One stayed with Abraham.
Wonya ame eton si wo va, ame nkuta eton si wo doto difo. Elebe mia londa esiaji, wo ame eton, dekati anyikle Abraham.
They all started there, but one stayed with Abraham, the rest of them went out in Sodom. Is that right? And Abraham had a changed name from Abram to Abraham. True?
Wokata wono afima gake de kachi anyi kple Abraham mamla wo yire Sodom esia sogbe a eye otro Abraham unko to Abraham zu Abraham nyatefea.
Not one time has the history of church of the world ever had an evangelist to go to it with a name ending in H-A-M to this day. Billy G-R-A-H-A-M. Is that right?
Meva mekpole nguti nyam mebe keke meha mela kho nyanyo gbolala de si soda nu o si fe nko wu nu ple ghe am vasere egbe siaji o bili gere ahe am esia sogbe a
G R A H A M 6 letters A B R A H A M is 7 letters but G R A H A M is 6 letters which is the word of man. See
gere ahe am ngonglo jesi ade Abra ahe ame ngonglo jesi adre gake gara ahe ame ya nye ngonglo jesi ade si nye kikame amegbeto mikuya.
Look what went out there today is that messengers from heaven. Is there a man on earth that's got repentance so preached so plainly as Billy Graham? Has there been a man that has had an effect upon the people like Billy Graham?
Milen kura amesi odogo yafima ekbelangu wonye bete asitola mawo to tifo. De amiadele anyigbanji agbe si de gbefanji metotro ame kofa si gbe Billy Graham enea. De amiadele no anyikpo si wodo de ame wochi abe Billy Graham enea.
Never has there been internationally a man of Billy Sunday and so forth as here in the United States, but Billy Graham's known worldwide. See where he's calling out of Sodom.
Bedekpo de kema no anyinye kekema katafe ame o. Oh, Billy Sunday declare to our no to come for Mele Afi, Gake Billy Graham nye amesi, won yal kikame godo, mikwa afisi wale ame yom toa, be wa dogole Sodom.
And he's got his company and party there with the Pentecostal church and Oral Roberts. But what about the elect group? What kind of sign are they supposed to see? What are they supposed to have? Hallelujah! It shall be light in the evening time.
Eye efe klodwa le afima kwekle pentekoste gamea ora Robert ade ke eke kure ametetia wopo gato tolangu. Jessica pomevi wolebe wakpo. Nuka wolebe wawo wakho. Hallelujah. Ke kalila dole fien woyi.
This day, this scripture is fulfilled. This day, God's promise is fulfilled. We know that to be the truth. He's here tonight as he was then.
Egbesia, wawu ngonglosia nu. Egbesia, wawu maufeng bedodola nu. Mienya ema be enye nyatefe. Ele afiza siyame abe ale siwo nota ene.
Not a preacher. Now I said a while ago, if you preach anything and it's a gospel truth, then God's obligated to vindicate that. Is that true?
Azombe wa degbefa esia la, nusi megblo eyi adeva yibe, ne e degbefa nane, eye wonye nyanywe la fe nyatefe la, eke ma enye jizizi na ma ube wa dokpe eji. Ele tefe ya.
Now if that be so, let the God that wrote the word, let the God that made the prophecy, let the God who is God of the word come forth. Amen. And prove that he's still God.
As on Ellen and Emala, Mina Mausi Nglongala, Mina Mausi Nanya Glondiala, Mina Mausi Nyala Fe Maula, Natovado Pe Ejibe, Yaganya Maukuku.
As Elijah went up on the mountain watching Elisha, went watching Elijah. He said, I want a double potion. And the mantle that was on Elijah fell off on Elijah. He walked down and doubled that blanket up and struck the river and said, where is the God of Elijah? And the same thing that happened for Elijah happened for Elijah.
Abba Alice Elia Yitola Chi no Nkulemdi. Elisa Yi Heno Nkulemde Elia Ngu Eglombe Mele Akba Feti. Eye Awuflaya Sino Elia Ngu Lageje Elisa Chi Ezon Diva Enge Nuchovo Madev Hetue Potosisila Blobena Afika Elia Pema Ulale. Eye Nude Kama Si Jokpakle Elia La Jokpakle Elisa Ha.
And the same gospel, the same power, the same Son of Man that was yesterday, is today, and will be forever. You believe it? And I ask you, I cannot be him, but he is here. We are only a carrier.
Musa de kama, amegbetovi de kama, sino anyi etola, li egbe. Eye anno anyi yima vome. Hebri ta uye ton kukwini. Demye kwoeji siya. Eke ma, mabiami. Nye matengwanye eya mao. Gake ele afi. Agbatola de kwe miya omyenye.
Some of you people out there that's sick and afflicted, that you know that I don't know you. Let God now, if I can humble myself enough, you pray and ask God.
Nya do meto do le afi ma si o le do lem khale fukpem eye mi nya bena nya menya mi o mi na mawu azon ne matengwa boboro kunya ale gbegbe mi dogbera ne mi abia mawu.
I don't guess there isn't a prayer card in the building, is there? No, I don't. We've never given out any prayer cards. We're going to have prayer meeting at our healing the sick of the church. But you pray.
Nya masusu be gbedora metagbale vie le khwama o Elia. Oh, nyeme, mime magbedora metagbale viwo o. Mye le gbedodora takwekpe woge le. Alo do takwekpe le hame ame. Gake, mi dogbeda.
You know that I'm a total stranger to you. See, you know me, Jeffersonville. I don't want people from Jeffersonville to do that. I want people from away from here somewhere. See if God still reveals. See if he's still the same yesterday and forever.
Eye, nyabe me nyame globibo na wo, mikuya. Enyam, Jeffersonville. Nyame jibe amesi oto Jeffersonville na wo esia o. Medi amesi oto didife afia deke to afisi akbo. Mikpoda ne mawu gadia nufiana. Mikpoda ne enganye eyamake eto akbe yide mafo mafo me.
Do like the little woman did. He passed through and she said, I believe this man. She had a blood issue. And she said, if I could touch the border of his garment, I believe I'll be made whole. Is that right?
Wohan wo, abe ale si nyonu se ma wo ene, eto ame wo do mehe globe, meho ngu tu siyaji se, wusisi do no engu, eye wo globe, ne matengwa kasi epe a uflaya ngu, meho se bena makpodo yo. Esogbea.
Because of her faith, that day, the scripture was fulfilled. He bind up the heart of the broken, or heal the sick and the lame.
Le efe koseta, bemakbela, wo wu ngonglo lanu. ebla abina jibagba o, e yodo dono o, ple lametutu to o.
When she touched his garment, walked out and sat down, he turned around and said, "Who touched me?" How do you ever know in that great throng of people, probably 30 times what's here tonight, thousands of them, how did he know it?
Esi o kasiepa wungula, eson choda bobo no anyi, e ya troche globe, ame kaka asi ngunye, aleke wawo nya, le ame kakbogbo mawo, siye, doma hiya de ame siyo le afisi asansi ame lape, tepe bla eton, ame akpe o doma maha, aleke wawo nya.
He said, "Who touched me?" He didn't say that just to be saying, he said that because it was true. And he said, "Who touched me?" Directly looked around, seen the little woman where she was sitting or standing, whatever position she is in, told her her blood issue was over.
Eglobe ameke kasingunye. Menye doko woglone ne mabe, yakblona ne kota o. Eglo esia labena enyenye tefe. Eye woglobena ameke kasingunye. Eye anumakela, etsanku hekponyonu suema. Afisi wono alo, wotitredo. No nome de siade si me wono la, hekblone be, efe fusisi do la vo.
That was Jesus yesterday, that's him today.
Amen.
You believe that?
Ema enye Yesu tosivayi, ema enye eyama egbe, mi khoye jie senenema.
I don't know you, God does. But you got pains in your side that's bothering you. That's right. You're sitting there praying about it. Am I a stranger to you? We're a stranger when I stand up if it is. I don't know you. It's this man right here on the corner, this young fellow.
Nyame nyawo o, mawu nyawo, gake akadame le vewo mke le fudem na o, nyatefe, eno anyide afima kele gbedom da kude ngu, menye amegiro na o, eye mienye amegiro na miyano o, titre, ne ele nenema, nyame nyawo o, amesia sile jogweji afisia tututue, kakusia.
You also got a bad throat. That's right. You're praying about that. You're all nervous about something. You're going to have to leave the meeting because you're a minister. You got some engagements you got to take care of. That is right.
Oha, wova lo ledo. Ele tefe, ele gbedom da kuda engu. Eye, eti jojojo kuda na nengu. Ele jojoge le takpekpe la me. Ela bena enye usofu. Doda siade kpo nkuo me, siye wolebe na kpo egbo, siale tepe.
You believe God knows who you are? Reverend Mr. Smith, now you can go and be healed. Jesus Christ made you whole. Walk to your meeting. Your throat won't bother you. Who did he touch?
Ekwe sebe mawunya amesi yenye. Bubuto amegan Smith. Azona tengu ajo eye na haya. Yesu Kristo dagbele nguo. Heyi wota kwekbe la. Wovelola maga defuna wo o. Ameka nwe wakasi.
There's a man sitting right back here. He's suffering. He's got a tumor on his left lung. He isn't from here. You have been a mine worker. That is right. I'm a total stranger to you. That's right. Shake your hand.
Ami ade nonyi de megbe afisia ele fukpem eye nu tetele efem nyamejo fitome menye meto afisia o enye dowala le tome nu kufeta ele tefe menye amegrobli bonao ne esia le tefe la vuasi.
The tumors in your left lung and you're up for an operation right away. That's right. You're not from here. You're from out of town. You're from Virginia.
Nutetela le wo miame jofitome. Eye ejrado kena dowo na wo. Enumake. Esia le tefea. Meto afisia o. Eto duade me. Eto Virginia. Ele tefe.
You believe God knows who you are? Mr. Mitchell? That's right. Let's go home and be well. Jesus Christ makes you whole. Ask the man. Never seen him in my life. He's sitting there praying.
Ekwe sebe ma unya mesie nyea. Amega Mitchell, ele tepe, he ya feme, eye wola ma ase, Yesu Kristo dagbele nguo, bia ngutula se, nye mekpo yokpole nye agbeme o, eno nyide afima, nokbe dumda.
This day, this scripture, Here's a lady sitting right back here behind me, as Sarah was in the tent. She's praying for a daughter. Stand up.
Egbesia, ngonglosia. Afi la nyonwa de no, anyide megbe afi, le megbenye. Abe ale si sara no, agbado la me ene. En nom, bedomra de vya nyon vita. Titre.
The daughter's not here. She's away. The daughter, you're the same as it was when a woman come to Jesus who had a woman that was variously vexed for the devil. The woman is, the girl is demon possessed.
Nyon vila me le afi, oh, ele di di fe, nyon vila, ke... Oha ele nene make ape ale si nyonwa de va Yesu gbo nyonwa de si abosam de abie nvevie nyonwa nye de tugila nye amesi me gbogbo von le.
She's not here. She is from you're from North Carolina. You believe that? And that's the truth, isn't it? Miss Orders, you can go home. If you believe with all your heart, you'll find your daughter like found when Jesus Christ in the days gone by said to the
Mele afisiao. Eto North Carolina. Eho eji siya. Ke ema enge nye tefe. Aluwa. Afeno odes. Atengu ajo ya feme. Ne eho e sekpele woji katan la. Nakpo vyo nyon vila abe alesi. Wukwe le Yesu Kristo fengke ke wome. Vayi enne. Wukblobe. Ekpo doyo.
This day, this scripture, the sign of Sodom. Of the super seed, the sign of the natural church, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your midst. Do you believe it?
Egbesia, ngonglosia, Sodom fejesi, nukusi fota fejesi, rame kojogbetua fejesi, egbesia wawu ngonglosia nule miya domen, mikho ejesia.
Will you accept him right now as your Savior and healer? Stand up to your feet, every one of you. Say, I accept my healing. I accept him as my Savior. I accept him as my King. Each one, stand to your feet.
Demia loho eya mafifi la pe miyape de la kle doyola enea. Mi chode miyapa fawoji miyadoma me siyame miyaklobe. Me kho nye doyoyo. Me kho eya maabe nye de la ene. Me kho eya maabe nye fya ene. Miyadoma me siyame. Mi chode miyapa fawoji.
This day, listen, friends, he read the scripture, handed the Bible back to the priest, and said all the eyes of the people were fastened upon him. And he looked upon him and said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled.
Egbesia, mi do to honye o, ekelengonglo la ketro bibla la de asina nunola, eye wogblobe, ama wokata fonkude eji, eye wokpawo heglobe, egbesia.
I've read the scripture with a dozen or more evidences that we're living in the last day.
Amen.
The generation that will see Jesus Christ return to the earth.
Amen.
And I say to you tonight, again, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Mekele ngonglo, blekperoji wieve alo awuha. Bena miele akbelen keke mamlea me. Jiji mesi akpo Yesu Kristo fe totrova anyigbanchi. Eye magblona mifien siya akebena. Egbe siya wawu ngonglo siya nu le miyafe nkume.
You in Tucson, you in California, you in New York, on these telephone hookups, this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your sight.
Mi amesi ole Tucson, mi amesi ole California, mi amesi ole New York, si ocha telefonika kple mila. Egbesia, wawu ngonglosia nu le miyafe nkume.
Let us be glad and make merry. For the marriage of the Lamb is at hand, and her bride, his bride, has made herself ready. Let's raise our hands and give him glory. Oh, ye people, God bless you.
Mina miya joji, eye miya tua seye, elabena levi la fe, sroden keke, lado, eye efe ngbeto, jira edo kido hoho. Mina miya kwa miya pa si ochi, ato nguti kwa kwenye, miya mawo kata, mauna irami.